Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reish Ayin, the Shulchan Aruch starts with the statement that Chanukah is a Yontif that's celebrated for 8 days. This is Chiddush number one, that there exists a Yontif of Chanukah in addition to the Yomim Tovim that the Torah gave us. The Chachamim introduced many Yomim Tovim during the period of the Bai Sheni. These are all listed off in the Megillas Tainus. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah sounds like it says that all of these Yomim Tovim and Megillas Tainus all revolve about the Beis HaMikdash. They all have to do with the building of the Beis HaMikdash and the improvement of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, or the improvement of the Hakrovas HaKorbanos, or protecting the Beis HaMikdash from destruction. Whenever the Hashmonaim had a victory in battle, so they established the Yontif, not because you make a religious holiday over a military victory, but rather because there was a Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash was being preserved by that military victory. So this was the Tzad HaShoveh, this is what it seems in the Gemara, this was the Tzad HaShoveh of all of the Yom Tovim that the Chachamim introduced during the period of Bai Shem. They all had to do with the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, Vahani Kihani, that after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, then we observe Avelis over the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. The Jews observed, they volunteered on their own during the 7 years of Golus Bavel to observe Thursday, Shabbos, the Tammuz, and Asar, the Tevis, and some Gedalia, and Tisha B'Av. And then later when they discussed it with the Navi Zacharias, he said he approved of it, and it was elevated to the level of Dibbe Kabbalah. Then it became endorsed. The Tanaisim became endorsed. The Gemara says that the fast days in the Yom Tovim are connected with each other. They both revolve about the Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash is in the state of Churban, then you have to observe Avelis. Originally, they volunteered the Avelis on their own as a minig, and then the Navi established it as a real din. And when the Beis HaMikdash is Bibinyana, then you have to celebrate over the fact that you have a Beis HaMikdash. According to the Ramban, a part of this idea of Yamim Tovim and Megillas Tainus is a din deraisa, he considers this one of the 613 mitzvahs, that whenever you build a Beis HaMikdash, you should celebrate Chanukas HaBayis. The Ramban HaChumash in the end of Parshas Nos, as well as in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, counts this as one of the Tariag Mitzvahs HaTorah. Whenever you build a Beis HaMikdash, they didn't build so many Bat HaMikdash. I mean, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they built the Mishkan and they celebrated, and in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, it's recorded, Mishkan Shiloh doesn't say. In the days of Shlomo HaMelech, it's recorded in Melachim that it's celebrated, Shivas Yamim and Shivas Yamim. Then it says, when Ezra and Nehemiah built the second Beis HaMikdash, they celebrated for 3 weeks, and then it says in the end of Yecheskel that Lasi Lavoi, the third Beis HaMikdash, will be built. The celebration, special celebration, will last for over half a year, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan until after Sukkot. There'll be a special celebration. Later, Poskim point out that they think that even when you build a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash, perhaps also the obligation to celebrate the Chanukah Sabai, some kind of celebration, may be Min HaTorah. Because the Gemara in Megillah comments, on the Pasuk in Yecheskel, the Navi says he predicts B'nevuah, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and the Jews will be sent into Golus Bavel, and V'ehi lehem leMikdash miyad. Baruch Shalom is going to be kind to us, and he's going to let us have a miniature Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says that Nevuah is alluding to Bat HaKnesiyos, Bat HaMidrashos, Shevet Bavel. Some Rishonim understand that that's Kipshuta, that's what it really means, that the Din D'oraisa, that all the Bat HaKnesiyos, the Bat HaMidrashos in the whole wide world have the status of a mini Beis HaMikdash, a Mikdash Miyat, Min HaTorah. The Chayodim quotes this from the Yireim, and other Rishonim say like that. Rambam understands that's Min HaTorah. The Rada Megillah says that this idea, Mikdash Miyat, is only an Asmachta Mid Rabbah. So I don't know, so what does he understand is the Pshutush HaMikra? What is the Navi referring to? That's only an Asmachta, I don't know. But other Rishonim understand that this Mikdash Miyat concept is a real Din D'oraisa. And the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash all over the world is started there, right? So not the same level as the Beis HaMikdash, but a slightly lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash Miyak. And that's why some poskim write that upon completion of the building of a shul, upon completion of the building of the Beis HaMedrash, the proper thing is Min HaTorah, to celebrate in some form or fashion or another the Chanukah Sabbath. That's according to the Ramban, the Mitzvah Min HaTorah. According to the Rambam, it's not the... The Rambam doesn't consider one of the Tariyat Mitzvahs in the Deiris. He holds that was a Hirosha, and that was a Hirosha. Each one was only a Hirosha. that Moshe Rabbeinu was told specifically they should celebrate when they built the Mishkan. Shlomo HaMelech was told that. Even the Ramban agrees that the details are Hayrasha. How many days to celebrate, whether 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or half a year, the detail, how many Karbonis and who should bring Karbonis and where the Karbonis and the Kodesh HaKadosh and Neichel, where the Karbonis should be brought, the details are surely Hayrasha. But the Rambam holds that the whole institution of Chanukah Sabbais is a Hayrasha. But nonetheless, that's what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that's what the Yamim Tov Mamigilas Tainus are all about. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that despite the fact there was a Machlekes Atanoim and a Machlekes Samoraim going on for years and years, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion that despite the fact that all of the other holidays in the Megillas Tainus, we pass from Halacha that after the Churban Bayis Sheni they were all bottled, because what is there to celebrate about? Once the Beis Hamikdash is in a state of Churban, the other rabbi is supposed to observe Avelis, there is nothing to celebrate about. The two exceptions to the rule, the two holidays that still are observed, despite the fact that they were instituted initially in connection with the Beis Hamikdash, and now the Beis Hamikdash is in a state of destruction, so the two holidays that are observed are Chanukah and Purim. So that's a discussion in the Gemara, why should that be so? Manish Tana Chanukah and Purim from all the other Yom Tovim, that all the other Tovim are bottled after the Churban Habayis and Chanukah and Purim, still remains. What is the essence of the Yomim Tovim and the Gilas Tainis? So the Shulchan Aruch just says, Hesped the Tainis. You're not permitted to deliver Hesped, and you're not permitted to be Misan, unless it's a Tainis Chaloim. The Gemara says, Tainis Chaloim, one fasts. If a person has a terrible, frightening dream, so if he's not frightened, let him wake it up. Let him wake up and shake it off and just laugh it away and shut. Not before he's confessed. But if a person is shaken by the dream, someone told me just yesterday he had a dream that he's dying and his mother's dying. So he asked him, is he worried about it? He said, yes, he's very worried about it. He's worried, so the din says, you have to fast. If you're not worried, so then you don't have to fast. So the din that you have to, you're mechuyev to fast if you are nervous, if you are concerned about the dream. The Gemara says that even, and the Gemara says that it's preferable to fast on the same day on which you had the dream. Preferable not to postpone it to a different day if you can't. If you can't fast that day for some reason or not up to it, you're not well enough, so you should fast the later day. But better is to fast on the same day, even to the extent of fasting on Shabbos. Even if the dream was on a Friday night, and he woke up on Shabbos morning and he's all nervous, so he's permitted and obligated to fast on Shabbos. What about a Tainus Chaloim on Yontif? So that's a Machloikis in early Achrayim. The Ramon, the Darkei Moshe, quotes the Machloikis, the Maharil, and others. In the Shulchan Aruch, we pass them that one does fast the Tainus Chaloim, even on Yom Tovim, even on Chanukah. And if one did fast the Tainus Chaloim, then Tzorach L'Meisa, Tainus L'Tanis. The Shulchan Aruch gives you the cross-reference over here. The Ramon gives you the cross-reference. The end of Tov Reishayin, he tells you to look in Tov Kuf Samaches, what do you do if you fast? Yeah. What about the Hesped? One is not permitted to deliver a Hesped on Chanukah. The people die though on Chanukah. People do observe about Avelis on Chanukah. So if someone dies and no one delivers a Hesped? So Rabbi Tzel Ponevezh had a Chiddush that the relatives who are observing Aninus are permitted to deliver a Hesped, because the whole prohibition of Hesped is because it's a violation of the Simchas Yontif. There is a mitzvah of simcha in all of the Yom Tovim and Megillas Tainis, just like in the Yom Tovim Deraisin. And if one were to deliver a hesped, this would be a contradiction with the mitzvah of simcha. But those who are oinanim, the children or the spouse, whoever happens to be, those relatives who have to observe aninus, are not permitted to fulfill any mitzvahs. So since they're not allowed to fulfill any mitzvahs, so by them there is no mitzvah of simcha, so they're permitted to deliver a hesped. The rabbi is not allowed to say hesped. His opinion was not really accepted, because we assume that the prohibition against Hesped is not only against delivering a Hesped, it's forbidden to listen to a Hesped as well. Let's say one is in Eretz Yisrael on Yontif Sheni, so by one person, by this visitor, it's a Yontif, and by the Eretz Yisrael, it's not Yontif. And someone's delivering a Hesped over there. So the Pashtus is that by them they're allowed to deliver a Hesped, because it's not Yontif, it's not Yisrael Chagim. By the person who's visiting, it is Yontif, it is Yisrael Chagim. So not only, we assume, not only is it forbidden for one to deliver a hesped on Yom Kippur, it's forbidden to listen to a hesped on Yom Kippur. That's why the minigolem is that we have not accepted this chiddush of Rabbi Tzel Ponevezh. He had a lot of chiddush. He spoke yesterday. That is chiddush in Hilchos Geiros. a ger who cannot undergo a non-Jew who cannot undergo milah can become a ger without milah. Chaim Isaac didn't accept it in a big way, and most of the poskim did not accept it. There are some who did. Most of them did not accept his opinion. So again, the first line in the Shulchan Aruch is on page 274 that Chanukah is a yontif and it should be observed as a yontif. Namely, has an inyan of simcha, and therefore there's an isa hesped of the times. The inyan of simcha does not necessarily mechayiv in suda. On yontif derais, one is mechayiv in suda. Even though on Chanukah there is a mitzvah of simcha and there are banan, none of the Yamim Tadman Megillas Tainis carry with them a Chiyav Simcha, only Purim. That's the one exception to the rules. Here there's a whole discussion in Achrayim, why is that so? Why did the Chachamim only institute a Suda on Purim and not on Chanukah? It's not really the difference between Chanukah and Purim, it's the difference between all the Yamim Tadman Megillas Tainis and Purim. Several of the answers that are given only explain the difference between Chanukah and Purim. It doesn't explain the difference between all the other times. The real exception to the rule, the one and only exception to the rule, is Purim, where they did institute Chiyav Suda. So the Mordechai quotes the Girsas HaGoinim in the Gemara that the reason why there is a Chiyav Suda on Purim as opposed to all the other Yom Tovim and Megillas Tainis is because the idea that the Gemara says in Shabbos that on Purim was as man Kabbalas HaTorah. The Gemara says that even though Kafaleim Har Kigigis at the time of Maimon HaSinai, but nonetheless, Hode Kiblu Bimeach HaShverish, that on the day, on the occasion of Nes Purim, the Jews accepted the Torah again out of their own free will. And the Gemara says that whenever you Hakom Moedin Batzer is Bina Nam Elachem, Yem Shinitim HaTorah. The Gemara says that on Shavuos, everybody agrees you have to have an elaborate suda, we call it Kabbalah Sator. So that's the reason. That's what the Goyim had to give us in the Gemara. That's the reason why Purim is different from all the other Yamim Tovim and the Megillas Tainis, because on Purim there was a king of the Kibbutz, which there wasn't on Chanukah or any other Yamim Tovim and the Megillas Tainis. Shonoch just, the Ramah just quotes the Maharam Rutenberg that if one has a suda on Purim, one sings Smiris v'sishbochas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you convert the Suda into a Sudas Hoidoya. Sudas Hoidoya is always a Sudas Mitzvah. That's a person that passes his finals and he graduates college. A person is married for 50 years or 25 years or 1 year, whatever. A birthday party, whatever, whenever you have off or something. So you want to give Thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you make a Sudas Hoidoya. So Sudas Hoidoya is always a Sudas Mitzvah. The Netziv in his commentary on Chumash says that this institution of Sudas Hoidoya constituting a Sudas Mitzvah based on the Parsha of Korban Toidah, that you gather together twice as many people, because the Korban Toidah is only Nechel Yom V'Layla Ad Chatzos, instead of being like a regular Shlomim, that's Nechel Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. So it means you have to invite twice as many people to eat to make sure that you don't violate the Isser of Noisan. So you gather everybody together, and then the Moshe is gaining you Halalu. You praise HaKadosh Baruch in the presence of all of these people who gather together. So there is an institution of Sudas Hoidoya, there is a Kima Mitzvah Deraisa. So that's the Maharam Rutenberg says over here, that the Sudas that you have on Chanukah are not obligatory, it's only Sudas Rishus. However, if you'll sing Shiris, Zmiris, which is Bochas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can convert the Suda into a Yisudas Mitzvah. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sifkot Neches on page 275, that Hu Adinami. The Gemara says that Sudas Chasana, Gemara Pesachim says, that a Sudas Chasana wedding dinner is only a Sudas Mitzvah if it's a Talmud Chacham who's getting married. Why? Talmud Chacham have happier marriages? They have more children? Why is it only? So the Pashtus is that whenever you put on Talis and Tefillin, why don't you throw a party? Why don't you have a Suda? So the answer is you don't have a Suda any time you perform a Mitzvah. So Manish Tana getting married. So the Pashtus in the Gemara seems to be that the Gemara assumes in the end of HaFal Yivimtoi that a single person, as much as he's interested in learning, will not be able to be Matzliach as much as a married person. The Gemara says, Ashori Belo Isha, Shori Belo Torah. So if a person gets married and he is interested in learning, then he'll pick up in learning. His learning will be more successful. So when a Talmud Chacham gets married, that's also like Yom Shinitim Atar, that's a new Kabbalah Satar. So that's why you throw a party, because the Gemara said Hakol Moedim Batzeres. That's the reason why Purim was singled out, that you have to have a Sudas Mitzvah on Purim as opposed to all the other Yom Tov Megillas Tainis, because Purim is the only Yontif Midi Rabbanan that has an aspect of Kabbalah Sater. So the Gemara in Pesachim says on Daf Mem Tes that when a Talmid Chacham gets married, the Sudas Chasen is a Sudas Mitzvah. If the person getting married is not interested in continuing to learn so much, so the chasana is not the occasion of his getting married is not a new kabbalah satar for him. So then the Gemara says it's a party. It's a secular party. It's a sudas rishus. It's not a sudas mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. So the Maharam Rutenberg says, but if you sing zmiras, you sing brochas to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, not stami sing pop tunes. Any yaget and any yaget. If you sing songs that praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu and you thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu, then you can convert the sudas harishus into a sudas haidoya. So sudas haidoya is always a sudas mitzvah. It's always a sudas mitzvah, as we derive from the parsha of Karban Toida. The Gemara says that the Chachamim also instituted a mitzvah to give haidoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if you don't want to have, even if you're not interested in converting the sudas harishus into a sudas mitzvah, there is an obligation to say in the tefillah, ala nisim, in the middle of the bracha, moedim anachnu lo. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this, that, and the other thing. So we thank him also for the fact that he did the Yeshua on Chanukah and on Purim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim that more correct is to say vi ala nisim with a vav, rather than to say ala nisim, because it's in the middle of a sentence. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al nisech v'shvachayim v'manu v'sev v'sev v'choleis, the Allah Nisim, the Allah Purpin. We thank him for this as well. By Yas and the Siddur, we have Allah Nisim later, so problematic. On the Sech Shabachoy, the man of the Gusev, the Sech Shabachoy, the Sech Shabachoy, so then the Rambam has the Allah Nisim over there. That's what it has in the Nisim Hatfil of the Rambam. By Yas and the Shman Esrei, the way it's printed, it's, we conclude, Hatov, Kilachal, Hamach, Hamlach, Kilasam, Chasadeha, we all don't forget Allah, then you go back, the Allah Nisim. Doesn't really fit it. It's like a problem the way we have in our city. Ramam has the Alan Nisim right after all the other vavs. No, the Luchanus Apeti Losecha. Al Chayim Amshu Medech. Al Nish Mustein Apkudasach. Al Nisach Shubchayim. Al Nisach Losecha. Al Nisach. Every week of the Sohrayim. Al Nisim Al Apurkans. Ramam's Nusach fits in much better. Is one obligated to mention Al Nisim in the Birchas Hamazon? On Chanukah, also in the middle of Noidalacha, we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the various kindnesses that he did to us, and we should be thank him also and have this elongation of it. Because I'm Muslim, so the Gemara raises the question. Gemara says, not Mechuyiv, it's a Rishus. If you want to, you may, you're not Mechuyiv to. Our meaning is that we do say Al HaNisim in Birchas HaMazon on Chanukah. The Gemara never discusses what about Al HaNisim in benching on Purim. Maybe on Purim, since there is a Chiv Suda, so maybe on Purim it's a Chiv. Since it's a Chiv Suda, so maybe one is obligated to mention Allah Nisim and Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara only has the Shaila regarding Chanukah. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's only Rishus, not obligatory. That's in Hilchas Purim, later in Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham quotes a Machlekes HaKroin. If one ate the Suda's Purim and one forgot to say Allah Nisim, so there's a Machlekes HaKroin, you can have to repeat the benching. Because since Mechuyiv Medina to have a Suda on Purim, and if you're not going to say Al HaNisim, won't be Yaitzin a Suda, based on what the Gemara says in Brachas, that on Shabbos and on Yontif, one is obligated to have a Suda Shabbos. And the Suda's Yontif, so if one forgets, we'd say, one forgets Yalav Yavoy, so the Gemara says you have to repeat the benching, because otherwise you won't be Yaitzin the Mitzvah of Suda. So to over here, on Purim, the Magen Avraham quotes a Machlek. Samach hold that you Mechuyiv Mechuyiv Medina to have a Sudas, and Mechuyiv Medina to say Al HaNisim, and the benching. If you didn't say the benching, you have to repeat the benching. We probably don't paskin like that on Purim either. We assume that both on Chanukah and Purim, the reciting of Al HaNisim and the benching is only rishus. Din Tziv has a fantastic chiddush in his commentary on the Shiltas. He claims he understood from the Shiltas that on Shabbos Chanukah, since one is obligated to have a Suda because of Shabbos, and one is obligated to mention it, say, in the Birchas HaMazon. since one is obligated to have a Suda Shabbos and to say Ritzei, and the Gemara says if you say the Birchas HaMazon and forget Ritzei, you're obligated to repeat the Birchas HaMazon again. So he understood from the Shiltas that on Shabbos Chanukah you're obligated to say Al HaNisim and the Birchas HaMazon. That's not a Rishus. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that Al HaNisim and Benching is a Rishus. That's only on the weekday. But on Shabbos, because there's a Chiyav Suda, even though the Chiyav Suda is Mitam Shabbos, there's a Chiyav Suda, so you have to mention Medina, Ritzei, and Al HaNisim. And if you bench with Ritzei, if you got Al HaNisim, he says you have to, he understood in the Shiltas, you have to repeat the benching. You have to say over the bench. So don't forget, this year we plus the two Shabbos of Chanukah. We don't pass him like that. We don't pass him like this idea, but he claims that that's his understanding of the Shiltas. In fact, we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that not so. The reciting of Al HaNisim and benching, even on Shabbos Chanukah, is only optional, it's only Rishus. And there is even a discussion, Magen Avraham has the following Kiddush, which once in a while comes up. Let's say a person on Shabbos Chanukah ate a meal, Leil Shabbos, Shabbos in the morning, whatever, and he benches Birchas HaMazon, and he says Al HaNisim. He says Al HaNisim, it's so long. And then he got so exhausted from saying Al HaNisim, but it comes to the later point, he forgot to say Ritzei. So the din requires he has to repeat the Birchas HaMazon a second time. So when he says the second time, the question is, does he have to re-say Al HaNisim a second time? He already said Al HaNisim the first time when he said Birchas HaMazon. He has to repeat the Birchas HaMazon in order to include Ritzei, but is it necessary to say Al HaNisim a second time? So the Magen Avraham says not necessary. He doesn't fully explain why. So the Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltas in a different place, not the same place, claims that perhaps the reason for this stock of the Magen Avraham is, others give different fantastic interpretations, but then it still gives an easy down-to-earth explanation in the Magen Avraham. He thinks it is based on the Rambam, who writes in Hilchos Shechita all the laws of treifas. Sometimes an animal is a treifa min haTorah, sometimes an animal is a treifa only with the Rabbanan, and sometimes an animal is only a treifa mitam minho. Even with the Rabbanim it's not a treif, and the minig is that yas. And then the Rambam writes a certain case in the middle of Hilchos Treifas, and he writes this case, even if there's a minig to aser it, the minig is not binding, because this only comes up once in a yovel, once in a very the shecht a million behemoths a minute. So the shecht on the behemoths is going to come up very often. But the days of the Rambam they didn't shecht so much in any one slaughterhouse. So he says it comes up so infrequently. He writes, a minig is not binding on a dova shein amotsu, only on a dova rogil. If the thing comes up time after time, then it should have to talk about a minig. If it comes up so infrequently, so there's no minig. So the tzid claims that this is the reason for the psak of the Magen Avraham. How often does it happen that you bench twice after the same meal on Chanukah? The minig is that you say Al HaNisim in benching on Chanukah. But the first time you bench, how often does it happen that you're benching a second time for the same meal? How often is going to happen on Shabbos, Chanukah, and you forgot to say, and you did say, you said Al HaNisim the first time, and you forgot to say the first time, then you got to bench over again in order to say Ritzei the second time, in order to be able to the Suda Shabbos. So it's very infrequent, very uncommon. So then it claims that that's probably the Biur in the Pesach of the Magen Avraham, that you don't have to say, you don't have to bother to say Al HaNisim the second time, because the minig is not binding on the Dov Shein Emotz. The question is, if that's Taka the Biur, based on the Rambam, do we really accept the Shita of the Rambam? Because the Pashtus Lechera is, Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out in the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that the Rambam seems to disagree fundamentally with Tosfos regarding the nature of the Din of Minhagim. The Gemara says in the Dorim, I think it's Daf Pei Aleph on the base, that Gorm Hamatorim Acherim Noga Behem Nisir Yata Rashoy Lahatirim Lefneim Shenema Layachol Dvorim. The Gemara says earlier in the Dorim on Daf Tez Rav that this is a Bal Yachol Medirabonim. It's not a real din of Bal Yachol Medirabonim. If a person takes a neder derais, Nefesh Kisishov Alavat Bisosayim, he pronounces the neder with his lips. So that's a Bal Yachol. Layachol Dvorim is a din minatur. Here the person observes a minig, Ran on the Dorim Pei Aleph gives the marshal the name of the Bali Atesis, a minig not to eat meat in the 3 weeks, which we don't have. We have a minig not to eat meat and wine in the 9 days. But they had a minig not to have wine and not to have meat the whole 3 weeks. that one has such a minig, so it's a reasonable minig, it's a nice minig. So since the person observed the minig, so he's not allowed to violate, and if he violates the minig, then he's in violation of layachal. So the Gemara explains that that's a bal yachal midirabbanan. So the way this is presented in Yeridei, the beginning of Pele Gimel, there's a whole siman, I think siman reishu dalet, is that if a person has a private minig, or a family has a minig, or a community has a minig, or Klal Yisrael has a minig, so it's binding on that person, family, community, or Klal Yisrael, mitam neder midirabbanan. And if the person wants to violate his personal minig, or the community wants to violate the minig, they will have to have a hataras nadar. I can't have a hataras nadar, I'm waiting 6 hours after meat, because I'm not the bala neder. You have to get the whole Eastern Europe to decide to be matan neder or not. But if it's a family minig, you get the whole family to be matan neder, or if it's a community minig, you get the whole community. Or if it's a personal minig, so you get the person to be matan neder. So the way it's presented in the Shulchan Aruch is that there's an Isa Bal Yachal Midirabbanan, if a person violates a minig and minhogim are binding mitam neder. A minig is binding mitam neder. It shouldn't make a difference whether the minig is on a dobah hamotzi or a dobah shenimot. It shouldn't make a difference whether it's a common issue that comes up often, or it's very infrequent that the issue is going to come up. The Rambam, both in the Mishnah Torah as well as in the Tshuvas HaRambam, seems to have a totally different understanding of the Gemara. Seems to understand that observing a minig is really an issue of Bal Tosef. There's a problem of Bal Tosef. Like there's a problem of Bal Tosef on all Takkonos. There is a discussion as to whether there is a problem of Bal Tosef on Takkonos Dirabbanan. So the Rambam has told that there's no Bal Tosef on any Dirabbanan. But Rashi, we just discussed the other day, like is Rashi and the Rosh, and the last Rosh in Sukkah. She is somewhere else. There's a the last Rosh in Sukkah disagrees with Rashi as to whether there's an issue of Bal Tosef on sitting in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres and Chutzlot. So Rashi says there is a problem of Bal Tosef. You have to sit in Sukkah in such a way to be careful not to violate Bal Tosef. The Rosh says, what kind of Bal Tosef? The Chachamim made it Takkan. He said, there's no Bal Tosef. So it happens that the Rambam and the Rashbo and the Kuzari and many Rishonim hold like that. Takkan is the Rabbanim, there's no problem of Bal Tosef at all. And the Rashi and Tosis hold that, so they hold that there is an issue of Bal Tosef even on Takkanos Rabbanan. But on Hogim, the Rambam says for sure that's a problem of Bal Tosef. So despite the fact that there should be a problem, so the Rambam understood in the Gemara, a minig is permitted. You're permitted to observe a minig just like there's no violation of Bal Tosef. If a person takes a neder, now he's not allowed to eat potato chips. Where does it say in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to eat potato chips, you're not allowed to eat cookies, you're not allowed to do whatever. It doesn't say you're adding on a 614th mitzvah. Why isn't that Bal Tosef? So the Gemara says it is a shtickle Bal Tosef. Kol anor de kilo bon abama. Hamakayim and kilo hikilo ala b'shasi is abama. It is a shtickle Bal Tosef. The Gemara says it's not really right. It's a shmek from Bal Tosef. It really is a problem. But despite the fact that it has a reach of a Bal Tosef, strictly speaking, it's not Bal Tosef. So too, the Rambam understood in the Gemara that a minig is the same as a neder. Not that the minig is binding mitam neder, and it's bal yachal midirabbanan. A minig is the same as a neder, that even though the neder is a borderline isa, but strictly speaking, it's not an isa. The minig is also not an isa. You're permitted to observe a minig. When are you ever obligated to observe a minig? So the Rambam holds minhogim are binding only if it's a minig hakohol, only if it's a minig of the whole community, because then the person is parish midarki atzibah. Parish Midarki Atzibur is a new Issa. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Truha that one is Parish Midarki Atzibur, he's going to burn in Gehenim Li'alavod Ein Lachel Ke'olam Abo. So the Rabbi asks, what did he do? What did the Parish Midarki Atzibur do? He worshipped Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam already said that, that one who worships Avodah Zarah goes to Gehenim, whatever. Who is this Parish Midarki Atzibur? So apparently the Rambam understood. Parish Midarki Atzibur observes all the mitzvahs of Torah, just doesn't go along with the tzibur. That itself is that itself constitutes an aver. The fact that it's parish midarki and tzibur, because the Torah was given to the Klal Yisrael as a tzibur. You say, Hashem Baruch Hu Bara Mikol HaMenasan Lanu Estaros. Hakadosh Baruch Hu chose the Jewish people. He gave the Torah to the Klal Yisrael. He didn't give the Torah to Yechid. So the Torah is supposed to be observed by the whole Klal Yisrael. So if the person, there's an expression in Yiddish, Emach Shabbos Fazich, he observes Shabbos all by himself. He keeps all the mitzvahs HaTorah, but he's parish midarki atzibur. The Rambam writes, they have a function, they have a fundraising function, they have an annual dinner, whatever. He never participates in anything with the tzibur. He does everything on his own. Very, very midarki. He does everything on his own. So that itself constitutes an isa. So one is one is permitted to observe a minig, it's mutter. That is not a violation of Baal Tosef. When is one obligated to observe a minig? Only if it's a minig akoha, minig atzibur, because then it's going to be conspicuous that it's perish medak yatzibur. Unless it's a minig bedavashena matzu, it's not so common, it doesn't come up so often, so then you can't really call it a parish medak yatzibur. It's not so noticeable that he's doing different from everybody else. The issue, this treifas, only comes up once in a long while. Then a minig is not binding on a davishen emotzis. If you say like that, if you say that that's the beer in the sheet of Aram, that's Aram Moshe Soloveitchik, then we haven't accepted that opinion. We paskin in Yeridaya, Simin Reshu Dalit, the beginning of the third chapter of Yeridaya. We paskin like the Ran Vishen Balei Atesis in the Vidorim Dach Payalim and Vez. Then a minig is binding mitam neder, not just that it's permissible to observe a minig. So that's why many disagree with the Magen Avraham's psak. They say even if a person said Alan Nisim the first time in the benching on Shabbos, he forgot to say, he has to repeat the Brichas HaMazon a second time, so we would recommend you should say Alan Nisim the second time as well. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says. You shouldn't follow that Magen Avraham. You should say Alan Nisim even the second time. So again, the Gemara says the Chachamim established the 8 days of Chanukah as a Yontif. And the essence of the Yontif has to do with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, the improvement of the Beis HaMikdash in the days of the Chashmonaim. The Gemara says they built a new Mizbeach and they made a new Menorah and they cleaned up the whole Avodah Zarah that was going on in the Beis HaMikdash. They made everything again Lagavoa, the Karbonis were being brought Lagavoa. The Yontif was not established because of the Nes. You don't only make a Yontif whenever a Nes occurs. That's what some Achronim ask. Why Manish Tana this Nes from all the Yonim Nisim? There's so many Nisim mentioned in Tanakh, and we don't have any Yontif established. The answer is, they didn't make the Yontif because of this Nes either. The Yontif, all the Yomim Tavim they gave us Tainis, didn't have to do with Nisim. They have to do with improvement, the Derech HaTeva, improvement of the Beis HaMikdash, improvement of the institutions of the Beis HaMikdash. Improvement of the functioning of the Beis HaMikdash and so on. The Nes is a different thing. The Nes is why we say Ala Nisim. The Nes is why we say the Bracha Shos and Nisim Lavisenu. It's a different thing, the Nes. And the Nes may have to do with the fact that we still observe Chanukah. The Gemara says, why do we still observe Chanukah after the Churban Bayis Sheni different from all the other Yom Tov and Megillas Tainis? The Gemara says, Shani Chanukah, the Mefarsim Aniso. The Nes was very famous. That's how Rashi learns. The Nes was very popular, or the Nes was mefarsim something about the nature of the Beis HaMikdash. Whatever the pshat is, the Nes has to do, the Gemara says, the Nes is the reason why we still observe Chanukah after the Churban Bayis Sheni. But the Nes is not the reason why they made the Yontif. Yontif was the same as all the other Yomim Tovim and Megillas Tainis. It has to do with the straightening out of the Bayis Sheni. So the Etzem Yontif itself is the Issa Hestin, the Tainis. And the Chachamim were Mesakin, in addition to the Issa Hesped, the Tainis, they were Mesakin that we should give Hoidoya. We should say Ala Nisim in the Tefillah. The Gemara says in Masech Shabbos and Bama Madlikin in the Sugya of Chanukah that if one forgot Aneinu on the Tainis Tzibur, one forgot Ala Nisim on Chanukah and Purim in the Davening, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esri for this. Only Yom Sheyesh Bo Korban Musav, only on Chalamoid and Ramesh Chodesh Adam, we should bring a Korban Musav. So there's a real din of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, which the Gemara understands to mean B'chol Yom Yom Tein L'Me'en B'chosim Shal Yom. You should mention Me'en Amoira. So the Me'en Amoira is a real din. It's probably a din derabbanan. It's not a din min haTorah, but a din derabbanan, that's the Kuva, that you have to repeat the Tefillah, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. If you didn't mention the Kedushas Shal Yom, that's only on a day Sheyesh Bo Korban Musaf, on Shabbos, the Yom Tov, B'shchodesh HaChalamoid. On a Tainis or on Chanukah and Purim, it's a separate takana. That you mention Aneinu, that you mention Alanisim in the Davening, it's not based on Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. That's what it appears from the Gemara. It's a separate takana. And this takana is just l'chatchilan. If the person already finished the Shemoneh Esrei, he finished that bracha, Tov Shimcha L'chano L'hodes, and he didn't say Alanisim, so he goes weiter. You don't have to repeat the tefillah because of that. And then the Brisa says in Megillas Tainis that the institute also the obligation to recite Hallel. Hallel is recited on Purim. The Gemara understands the Hallel is recited, the Gemara in Erchen Daf Yud explains there are two Mechayim of Hallel. On Shalosh Regalim, the obligation to recite Hallel is an expression of Simchas Yontif. And the Gemara discusses why don't we recite Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. There's also a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Gemara says it's not Simcha Yisera, the Rambam interprets in the Gemara. There is a Chiv Simcha, but you only say Hallel when it's Simcha Yisera. On Chanukah, the Gemara says the obligation to say Hallel is a different angle. It's not that the Yontif has so much Simcha. It doesn't have that much Simcha. It's not even Machayiv in a Suda. There is a Chiv Simcha. That's why the Zenisa has to be Tainus. But it's the kind of a Simcha that's parallel to Rosh Chodesh. It's a Simcha B'Shevi Al Tasa. It's only a day of Simcha with respect to Anissa Hesped V'Tainus. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came the Rise of Tikkun. They instituted all the days in the Gilas Tainus, were instituted as Yom Tov Midi Rabbanan along the lines of the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh, that there's Anissa Hesped V'Tainus. That's all it says. Simcha B'Shevi Al Tasa. It's not Simcha B'Kum B'Yasei. On Yom Tov HaChal HaMoed, isn't it? So Simcha B'Kum B'Yasei. Rosh Chodesh is not Simcha B'Kum B'Yasei. So that's why Taki Yontif or Chalamoid is Dech Avelus. Rosh Chodesh is not Dech Avelus. Rosh Chodesh, one observes Avelus. It's only Simcha B'Shevi Al Tasa. So Chanukah is also like that. Chanukah is if it's a very toned down Simcha B'Shevi Al Tasa, and he's a Hesped B'Tainus. But there is no Simcha B'Kum B'Yasei. So the Simcha is not, on Chanukah, the Simcha is not sufficient to be Mechayiv in Halal. Like on Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says, Medina, you're not obligated to recite Halal. The fact that we recite Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara has, that's an indication that it's only a minhag. The Gemara says, Rav Ikla Lebovo, the Gemara says in the end of time, it's Rav, learned by Rav Yudal Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. Then he went to Bovel, and there were Amaratzim there in Bovel, they were violating all the laws of the Torah, and he came to Shul on Rosh Chodesh, he found that they were saying Halal. So Sova Lafsikino, he's going to tell them that they're making a mistake, they should stop saying Halal. They thought that this is one of the many other mistakes, like all the other mistakes that they made, in Vachos Shabbos, and Kashrus, and Taras HaMishpacha, they didn't know any din. And then he realized that they're skipping every other paragraph. They're only saying Chatzi Halal, so he understood that it's only a minig, that it's not really a din. So our reciting of Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minig, it's not a din. Why is not a din? Why does the Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Chodesh, why isn't it Mechayiv and Halal? The answer is the whole Simcha is only observed the Shevi Al Tas. It's only in Issa Hesped B'Tainus. There is no Simcha B'Kum Yasei. There is no Chiyuv to have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. So the same on Chanukah. The Chiyuv to recite Halal is not because of the Yontif aspect. It's not enough of a Yontif. It doesn't have enough of a Chiyuv Simcha like Pesach Shavuot Sukkos that it should be Mechayiv and Halal. The Chiyuv Halal, the Gemara says, is because of the Nes. Because we assume our tradition has it that there was a Nes. Those who don't believe, there are some people who feel that they're Orthodox Jews who don't believe that the Nes occurred. So let them not say Rochel Avatol. Let them not say Shos and Nisan. And let them not, the Gemara says the only reason why we continue to observe Chanukah today is because Shani Chanukah did not farsam on Nisa. If they don't believe that the Nes occurred, historically they're smarter than the Megillah Steiner, they're smarter than the Gemara. So then they shouldn't continue to observe Chanukah as Manazah. It would be a violation of Baal Taisin. Let them not observe, Chanukah. And let them not say Halal. Mar says in Erechim, the only reason why you say Halal on Chanukah is because of the Nes. It's not Halal for the Simchas Yontif, it's Halal for the Nes. If you don't believe in the Nes, they don't say. We assume that what it says in the Gemara is accurate. The Gemara has a historical tradition that there was such a thing as a Nes Chanukah. So we say Halal because of the Nes, Zecha l'Nes. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yud Daled, points this out, that the Halal that we recite also, the Gemara in Erechim, Daf Yud says it, the Gemara in Brachas also, Daf Yud Daled. Assumes that the reciting of Halal on Chanukah is because of Pirsumi Nisa, that's what raises the topic in the Gemara, that despite the fact that the Halal on Chanukah is only the Rabbanon, nonetheless, maybe the din of Hefsik, not a lot of talk in the middle of the Halal, maybe should be more chomer than talking in the middle of Kriyashma, even though Kriyashma is min HaTorah. So the Mishnah has that we have a heter to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyashma, sometimes with Ne'akovayt, and sometimes with Nei Hayira. Ben HaProkim is a bigger cooler, and Ben Saperik is less of a cooler. As the Machlokes have viewed in Rav Meir, to what extent are you permitted to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyashma? And Tosfos quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that this whole institution of the Heter, Hafsok, in the middle of Kriyashma, is alluded to by the Pasuk in Chumash that says you should recite Kriyashma with the Barta Bam. The Barta Bam means that you're permitted to talk in the middle of Kriyashma. It doesn't mean it's a mitzvah to talk in the middle of Kriyashma. It means when Hakov and Nei Hayira, it's a mitzvah permissible to talk in the middle of Kriyashma. It doesn't say exactly to what extent. So the Tanaim had to determine to what extent is the Dibarta Bam. To what extent are you permitted to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyashma? So the Gemara raises the question, what about Halal HaChanukah? Should I say, if on Kriyashma, which is Minatori, you have a heter to be mafsik in the middle, Halachadika, which is only with the Rabbanon. You sure you have a heter to be mafsik in the middle of the Halil? Maybe I should say that on the other hand, since the Halil on Chanukah is for the sake of Pistumi Nisa, so if you're going to talk in the middle, this would kill the Pistumi Nisa. Maybe Halil on Chanukah should be Mochom. So we pass in Lalach that Halil on Chanukah is the same as Kriyashma. That's the same deal. Bein HaProkim, he permitted to be mafsik even Mifnei HaTovik, and then Tzaperik only Mifnei HaYirim. We pass in that it has the same deal. But you see from the Gemara that the reciting of Halal on Chanukah, the Gemara considered it more chomer in a certain sense, more chomer than reciting Kriyashma every day, even though Kriyashma is the Reisner, because of the fact that Halal on Chanukah accomplishes Pistumilis. That's why there are some Rishayim who are of the opinion that women are obligated to recite Halal on Chanukah. The Gemara Sukkah says because women are not obligated to recite Halal on Shalosh Regot. The Gemara says if the husband doesn't know how to, the husband is not learned and the wife is learned, and the wife knows how to read the Halal, the husband can't read, it doesn't know how to say. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa, the wife cannot recite the Halal to be mighty the husband because she's not Mechuli Bedover. So if the husband doesn't know how to say Halal on his own, and the wife does, he has to say word for word after her. It can't be Yitzvah Shemekaina, he has to say every Pasuk after the wife. So the Gemara, Tosis points out, this Gemara says the first, that women are not obligated to recite Halal on Shalosh Regalim. What about Chanukah? So the Gemara never discusses the topic. So this is a discussion in Rishonim. Some Rishonim write the Farish that the women are obligated to recite Halal on Chanukah because it's for the purpose of Pirsumi Nisa. And the Gemara says that women are obligated to hear the Mikvah Megillah, to have Arbakaisis, and to eat the Haseba, and to hear and to light Neris Chanukah, because often Havi Osanes, whenever the nature of the mitzvah is Pirsumi Nisa, so then women are just as obligated as the men. So the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yudal, it sounds like it says that reciting the Halal Chanukah is for the purpose of Pirsumi Nisa. Therefore, our svara no sanus, perhaps that women should be mechuyev just as well as the men. Machlokes and Rishonim. The Gemara that we just mentioned in Brachos Daf Yudal says explicitly that Halal al Chanukah is only the Rabbanon, as opposed to Kriyashma, which is the Natar. This is the Gemara that the Talmidei HaChassam Sofer presented as a kasha against the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer writes, and one of the tshuvas that the obligation to recite Halal al Chanukah is min HaTorah. He says that it's a din min HaTorah that you have to say Halal al Chanukah. As long as that from Oz Yoshir, that on the occasion of Kriyas Yamsuf, when he saw recited Halal, so too, on the occasion of any Nes and Zechel Nes, you also have to say Halal. So the Netziv disagrees with the Chassam Sofer, but he disagrees with respect. He usually refers to him as the Chassam Sofer, and here, because he wants to disagree, he calls him Hagoyim HaTzadik. HaChassam Sofer writes that reciting Halal on Chanukah, he writes in the Tshuva, reciting Halal on Chanukah is a dim in HaTorah. So he says, with all due respect, it's against the Gemara. Gemara Brachos Daf Yudalet says that Halal on Chanukah is only the Rabbanon. So he says, but the HaChassam Sofer has the marker from Oz Yashir. The Torah records Oz Yashir to apply that's what he's supposed to do whenever an Nes occurs, whenever there's a big Yeshua. So one is obligated to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Netziv says, yes, that power of the Shasana. Our Zechel Anes, in commemoration of Anes, in commemoration of Yeshua, that's only Midi Rabbanon. Power of the Shasana is a demon at Torah. Our Zechel Anes is only Midi Rabbanon. The Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer also asked this Kasha, and they thought that's out of the question that the Chassam Sofer made a mistake. So they write that the Gemara and the Chassam Sofer are not contradicting each other. The Chassam Sofer says, in principle, one is obligated in HaTorah to recite some form of Halal or another. It doesn't necessarily have to be these particular chapters of Tehillim that we have chosen to recite that in the Siddur are labeled as Halal. So the Gemara said, the Gemara is discussing being mafsik in the middle of Halal. So the Chassam Sofer would say, Min HaTorah Yeyetzu with the first pasuk that you said. Halal Abdei Hashem. Yeyetzu the first pasuk of Halal. This is only with the Rabbanon that you have to say this whole full Nusach of Halal from the beginning to the end. If you skip one word, if you skip one syllable, you're not Yotze. Whenever you have to say Halal Shalom, so you're not Yotze if you missed anything. You got to make sure that you pronounce every word correctly. A lot of times people mispronounce. Aleph Lamed Vav Hey is a word that's most people mispronounce it. Correct pronunciation like Koach is not pronounced when you have a word that ends with a test with a patach, so it's not pronounced kocha, it's pronounced koach. So too, if you have a word that ends with a hey, base medish govo ha, it's a yeshiva, famous yeshiva in Lakewood. So the word is not pronounced govo ha, as it says in the English, on top of the station, G-O-V-O-H-A. It's supposed to be G-O-V-A-H, govo ha. That's the correct pronunciation. That's in Hebrew. Those are the rules of pronunciation in Hebrew. That if a word ends with a patache, like the word that ends with a patache, so you don't say ha, you say ach, so you don't say ha, you say ah. So the word aleph lamed vav hey has patach under the hey. The correct pronunciation is ah, not the ha. So many people mispronounce it. So you should be careful. Not you should be careful all the time. But it's a question if you say halal shalom and mispronounce the words, it could be that you're not yotze. Every word is makim in the rabbanim and atari. You can be yotze with the first chapter in halal that he said. This is only midir rabbanim that you have to say the whole halal. That's how the talmidim of the chasam sefer defend the chasam sefer. He said the gemara brocha that said on daf yedalek that halal on Chanukah is only rabbanim. It meant the whole nusach of halal as we say it. You're talking about being mafsik in the middle. They're not broken. The emtsa perik. That means you already reyotze the halal derais in the first few psukim. And of course, the Gemara says that the Chachamim instituted, in addition to the Haidoya, to say Alanisim, in addition to Halal, Chanukah, they instituted also the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. That's the question, when did they institute the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah? Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of the idea that maybe the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah was only instituted after the Churban Bayis Sheni. The simple reading of the Rambam doesn't sound like that at all. The simple reading of the Rambam sounds like that's all in the Brisa in Megillah's Chanukah. That's all it says. Shana Acheres, a year after the story of Chanukah, the rabbis instituted as a yontav alsom yamintovim the halal v'haydoya. That's all. So in the Brisa you can say like that. It sounds like they didn't yet institute the mitzvah of Hatokas Neres Chanukah until some later date. When was that? Maybe that was 200 years later, because the Nes Chanukah occurred. I think it says in the regular books in the year 165 before the regular count that we have. And the Bayis Sheni was called in the year 70. The Rambam right there for the Chashmonaim were victorious in battle and they established a Jewish government. There was no independent Jewish government until the times of the Chashmonaim during the period of the second Beis Hamikdash. So the Rambam writes, that's also what that's part of what we're celebrating about on Chanukah. The Rambam writes that they established an independent Jewish government. Rambam got that from the... How did the Rambam know that? That's part of what we're celebrating on Chanukah. Where does it say that? So the Mefarshim say, because in the Gemara, it says, Upishigavro Malchus Chashmonoi. The Gemara didn't say, Upishigavro HaChashmonoi. The Gemara says, Upishigavro Malchus Chashmonoi. When the government of the Chashmonoim, they didn't yet have a government until after they were victorious in battle, then they established a government. So why does the Braisa in Megillas Tainus write such a lashon? My Chanukah, so the story is related. So it says the Kushgav and Malchus Chashmonoi. So the Rambam understood from that lashon Agemara that the establishment of the Malchus was also such an important point that that's also cause for celebration. That part of the celebration, the main celebration, is over the fact that the Beis Hamikdash was improved. Chanukah's Beis Hamikdash, Chanukah's Hamikdash, and Chanukah's Hamenorah, and Chanukah's the whole Beis Hamikdash was cleaned up from the Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam understood that also an aspect of the celebration is the establishment of the Jewish government. So the Jewish government was for 200 years, over 200 years, until the Churban Bayis Sheni. So it never really says in the Gemara when they established the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. So they thought that maybe that was established, historical event, maybe that was established after the Churban Bayis Sheni, Zechel HaMikdash. Maybe it's a Zechel HaMikdash. Even if it was established, even if you assume like the simple reading of the Rambam, it's anyway going to be a Zecher. It's not going to be a Zecher LaMikdash. But the Gemara in Sukkot quotes the Pesuk from Novit, Tzion Doresh Ein Lo. After the Beis HaMikdash is in a state of destruction, and you no longer have any of those mitzvahs of the Beis HaMikdash, of Lulav Nito Kol Shiva, Zecher LaMikdash, Lulav Nito Kol Shiva in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to make a Zecher for the Beis HaMikdash to remember the fact that we used to have the Beis HaMikdash, we used to do all these different things. That's one kind of Zechel HaMikdash. Even if you assume, not like Rav Soloveitchik, the Hadlokas HaMenorah certainly is a Zechel to the Nes of the Menorah. So you're making a Zechel to the Menorah that wasn't the Beis HaMikdash. that everybody agrees. Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's a Zecher LaMikdash after the Churban. Part of the series of takanas that were made Zecher LaMikdash was Hadlokas HaMenorah. The Gemara says that women are just as obligated as men are in Hadlokas HaMenorah, and therefore the Gemara says that a woman could be madlik to be moitzi the husband. Isha madlek is the tocha bayis. The ikar adin doesn't really require that each and every person should light his own menorah. The Gemara says the ikar adin, one member of the family lights on behalf of all the members, and everyone is yoitzi, and every should day so. So the Gemara says that hadlokah has to be done by a bar piyuvah. You're going to have a cherisha to be cut and do the hadlokah, you won't be yoitzi, because a cherisha to be cut is not a bar piyuvah, and a motzi is a rabbi midechai gosel. The Gemara has a little twist. The Gemara says, the Gemara has a whole discussion. When you light Neres Chanukah, you should be assumed Hadlokah is a mitzvah. The Maisa mitzvah is the Hadlokah, should you assume Hanokah is a mitzvah? So the Gemara says, if the din would have been, the din is Hadlokah is a mitzvah. The Haraya, we say the Bracha Shekhishan Tosafano, the Hadlik Neres Chanukah. If the mitzvah would have been Hanokah is a mitzvah, we would have formulated a different Nusach Hadlokah. And the fact that I'm Nusach that's accepted as Mahadlik Nershal Chanukah, this is an indication that we pass in Hadlokah is a mitzvah. What's the difference Halacha Lamaisa? Whether Hadlokah is a mitzvah, Hanokah is a mitzvah? So the Gemara has the following nafkamina. Let's say the cotton before Bar Mitzvah lights the Ner Chanukah, L'shem Ner Chanukah, on behalf of the whole family. He's all excited, and he lights the Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara says, a cotton is not a bar das, he's not a bar chiyuva, but he understands what he's doing. He lights, he has kavanah l'shem Ner Chanukah, so he created a heft of a Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara says, if you hold hadlokah is the mitzvah the way we paskin, so the cotton is not a bar chiyuva, so he cannot be mutzi all of the Ner Bar. So the din is you have to blow out the candle, you have to the din is you have to blow it out and light it again. You have to do the hadlokah. Or then maybe not blow out his Ner Chanukah, he's going to hurt his feelings. Light another menorah. Okay. Leave his. Fine, you know what? Nice menorah. We've got to light our own. You're saying, now we got to be it. You don't blow it out. Okay. You only have one. You got no choice. You got to blow it out and light it again. And wait till it goes out by itself. And then light it. But if the din would have been that Hanachah is a mitzvah, so then the Gemara says, the cotton who lights the Shein Ner Chanukah created a chetz of Ner Chanukah. So one of the Bnei Chiyuva, one of the adults, one of the parents should pick up the menorah and put it down the Shem Ner Chanukah, and thereby everybody would be yotzei. The Gemara says if the din would have been Hanokha is a mitzvah, the halacha would have allowed that. Because we pass on Hadlokha is a mitzvah, that's why the halacha does not allow that. How far exactly do you go with this principle of Hadlokha is a mitzvah? How far do you go with the din of Hadlokah is a mitzvah? Let's say, normally, when is this man for Hadlokah is Neres Chanukah? So the Braisa says, Mishatechshach. When is Mishatechshach? So, they work. So that's how Machloikas in Rishonim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes. In Shulchan Aruch it says, Mishatechshach means Tzeisat Tochal. The mitzvah of Hadlokah is Neres Chanukah begins after Tzeisat Tochal. And the Vilna Gaon disagrees, and he says, Mishatechshach means Hachkiyah. That right at Shkia you light the Neris. According to the Vilna Gaon, you light at the Shkia, so the Mishnah Berurah says it does, and Shulchan Aruch talks about the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rambam, that the Neris should burn approximately a half an hour. So the Vilna, so the Mishnah Berurah points out, according to the Vilna Gaon, that you light the Neris at Shkia, so it does mean it burns for half an hour and that's it. No, it has to burn for half an hour after Tzeisat Kachavim. The key of my mitzvah is that it burns a half an hour after Tzeisat Kachavim. The Maisa mitzvah is the Hadlokah now. So why did the Vilna Gaon say you should light it now at Shkia? Why can't you wait to light it after Tzeisat Kachavim? If you're not yet to anything yet, it has to burn a half an hour after Tzeisat Kachavim. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say that Zviz Makdimim L'mitzvah, that's why you should light it as early as possible. What's the Zviz Makdimim L'mitzvah? So what's the Machlekes over here? So he said the Gemara has a klal that Shraga B'tihara Mayahani. If you light a candle at the mid-noon, when the sun is shining and it's light outside, so that doesn't have a shame there. Even if it's late in the afternoon, also doesn't have a shame there. So when is it no longer Shraga B'tihara? So the Vilna Gaon understood in the price in Meshech HaShecho that after Shkia, it already has a shame there. You're not Yotze anything yet. You're only Yotze If you put in so much oil that it's going to burn a half an hour after it says like a oven, but that's when Laila begins. Each day you have to have its own hadlaka. So the day begins after it says like a oven. It has to burn a half an hour after it says like a oven. But the Vilna Gaon holds that it's Zvi's Magdimim Mitzvah is more correct is to do the Ma'aseh Hadlaka at the earliest available opportunity. The earliest time is the Shkia. And the others hold no, that the earliest time is really Tzeis HaKohan. That before that is a consideration of Shraga B'Tihara. We have a din that on Erev Shabbos you can't light after the Tzeis HaKohan and you can't light after the Shkia either. We are choshish for the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, that right at Shkia it already begins Bein HaShmash. Rabbi Tam's opinion is that at Shkia you have another 50 some odd minutes until it becomes Bein HaShmash. It's Bada Yom for 50 minutes, and then it becomes Bein HaShmash for another 15 minutes, and until it becomes Tzeis HaKohol. And we are choshish for the opinion of the Vilna Gaon that immediately, right after Shkia, it becomes Bein HaShmash. See, not a lot of light near Shabbos, not a lot of light near Chanukah after the Shkia on Erev Shabbos, so what do? So we light after Plag HaMincha, which is before the Shkia. Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter, the last hour and a quarter of the day. I say Plag HaMincha is before the Shkia, that's if you assume like the Vilna Gaon, that the Zmani HaYom are calculated from sunrise to sunset. Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. If you follow the Rabbi Natan's opinion, the way many assume that it's the Zmani HaYom are calculated from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKohavim, and that's, let's say, each one is 72 minutes, let's say. Doesn't necessarily have to be so, but let's say 72 minutes from Alos HaShachar till sunrise, 72 minutes from Shkia till Tzeis HaKohavim, and then you take an hour and a quarter of the day, that's going to be after the Shkia. It's going to be 5 minutes after the Shkia. So there are some people who do that. So you can't light Neris Chanukah before Plag HaMincha. So on Friday evening, the light Neris Chanukah 10 minutes after the Shkia. How can you light before the Shkia? It's even before Plag HaMincha. But we don't follow the Rabbi Natan's opinion. We follow the Vilna Gaon's opinion. That right after the Shkia, it already becomes Bein HaShmashes. So you can't light the Neris Chanukah after the Shkia. So we follow the Gro all the way. That the Zmani HaYom are calculated from sunrise to sunset. So the Plag HaMincha is never going to be after the Shkia. So it's going to be not an hour and a quarter in the sense of 75 minutes. An hour and a quarter of Shoaz Manius is going to be an hour and a quarter before the Shkia. So that's a Machlekes HaRishonim, where this din that we permit you to light on Erev Shabbos also a bench lift before the Shkia. You can't bench lift after the Shkia. You certainly can't bench lift after the Tzeis HaKohavim on Leil Shabbos. So the Gemara considers this a problem also. Shraga b'tihara mayahani, you can't, tihara means new. You can't create a shem ne'er at the time that the sun is shining. So when do you bench lift on Erev Shabbos? That's in Shulchan Aruch. You shouldn't bench lift before Plag HaMincha. You bench lift before Plag HaMincha, it's a brach levatov. You should say light Erev Shabbos after Plag. The same over here, you should light Erev Chanukah on Erev Shabbos after Plag HaMincha. So this is a question for Rishonim. Is that only a special din when it's Erev Shabbos? You have no choice. But the rest of the days of Chanukah, you really shouldn't light Erev Chanukah after Plag HaMincha. You should wait till either the Shkia or Tzeis HaKohavim, either the Gros Shita or the Shulchan Aruch's Psak, which is Tzeis HaKohavim. And if there's ever a Shas HaPchak, so then we're Mekel. Since there is an opinion that Erev Shabbos is not an exception to the rule, that all the Gvong of Chanukah, you can light a candle after Plag HaMincha, and since the day is, the sun is about to set, it's within the last hour and a quarter before the sun is going to set, so it's not a violation of Shraga B'Tiyara. So even the other days on Chanukah also, you can light Neres Chanukah after Plag HaMincha. So if it's a Shas HaPchak, we make on that. We allow one. The person who's leaving Teretz Yisrael, a wedding or something, so if some Shas HaPchak, we would allow one to be Yitz and Neres Chanukah even before the Shkia. But you have to put in so much oil, such a candle, that's going to burn a half an hour after the Tzeis HaKohavim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, even according to the Gro, you have to make sure that you have so much oil. The Shulchan Aruch says that one is only Yotzei Hadlokas Neres Chanukah Bebeisel, if he lights at home. If he lights anywhere else, he's not Yotzei. And nonetheless, there is a minig on page 278 to light the Beis HaKnesses. The Shulchan Aruch writes, the Beis HaKnesses, the minig is that we light with a bracha. This is a pella that the Ragoila on the side poses the kasha. This is a kasha that the Achronim work hard on the Chacham Tzvi talks about this kasha. There is a machlokes harishonim, but the one recites the bracha when one observes a minig. Let's say Pati Havalam Rosh Chodesh. So we just mentioned the Gemara, the end of Tainus, that Rav never heard of this. To recite Pati Havalam Rosh Chodesh. Till he came to Bavel. And he thought, there they go again, the Maratim, they're making another mistake. Everything they do is wrong. And then when he saw that Kivin Achozov from Dalvili Lugi, the skipping part, so he realized it's a minig. They understand themselves that it's only a minig, it's not a real din, so he allowed them to observe their minig. So if it's only a minig, the question is, do you recite the bracha shekadishan of the mitzvah yisrael v'tzivan? The Gemara works hard to explain that you recite a bracha shekadishan of the mitzvah yisrael v'tzivanu and a mitzvah d'rabbanon, like hadlokas neres chanukah, or like mikra megillah. But what about something that's only a minig, like chatzi hala rosh chodesh? The Gemara never says that you say a bracha on that. So Taisus in brachas has a whole arichas on daf yudalad that you do say a bracha. Taisus in sukkah and daf yudalad, clapping high shyness, we don't say a bracha because it's only a minig, the Gemara says, and Taisa says, but other minhagim, you do say a bracha. A minig of chatzi halav ashkodesh is a higher level of a minig than shlogan high shyness, and therefore you do say a bracha. And other rishonim disagree. The Rambam says that one does not recite the bracha when reciting chatzi halav on Rosh Chodesh, or hadlokas neris erev Yom Kippur. It says in Mokh Mishinoglu, and the Mishnah is in Pesach and in Perakla Mishinoglu, that Mokh Mishinoglu lahadlik verev Yom Kippur madlik, and Mokh Mishinoglu shalol lahadlik ein madlik. So obviously you have Lokas Neres, erev Yom Kippur is only a minhog. So the question is, if it's only a minhog, do you recite a bracha? And the Machabah says no. The Machabah says, like the Rambam, you don't say a bracha on Chatzi Halam and Shchodesh, you don't say a bracha on anything that's only a minhog. And the Ramah disagrees on Chatzi Halam and Shchodesh, and he disagrees on Lokas Neres and erev Yom Kippur. So this is a problem in the Mechabah, this is stira. Why did the Mechabah write over here, Madlikim and Mevochim and Beis HaKnesses, if the Hadlokim and Beis HaKnesses is clearly only a minhog, it's not a real din, so how does he allow you to say a bracha? That should be a bracha of Atok. It's a kasha. Okay, so that's the kasha that the Be'er HaGoyle discusses, and the Chacham Tzvi, they work on that kasha. Now what's the reason for the minhog? That's the question. If no one is Yotze, if the Ramos says in the name of the Rivosh, Ein Odom Yotzeh B'Nerish Al Beis HaKnesset, page 278, Tzoch Lachzal Lahadlik B'Beis, even the Chazan, even the Shamas who lit in Shul has to light again at home, that was Yotzeh with the Hadlaka that he did in Shul. So why did the Minig develop that you light in Shul? So the different suggestions are given in the Rishonim. Various suggestions. Some say that it's Echel HaMikdosh, Beis HaKnesset is a Mikdosh Miyad, and therefore we light the Zechel HaMikdash as we used to light in the Beis HaMikdash. If that's the reason... wash right after Kiddush. Supposed to go to start the meal right. Am I not supposed to carry on long conversations in between the Kiddush and the meal? So the Gemara says, so why do we bother to say Kiddush in Shul? No one's eating in Shul. Should be a bracha of Atola. So the Gemara answers, in order to be moitzi the orech midechai vasim, we used to have guests, we used to eat and sleep in the side room in the Shul. Either in the Shul, or in the side room in the Shul, whatever the case happens to be. So some Rishonim say that just like the Gemara instituted reciting of Kiddush and Shul in order to be mighty the Archim Midechai Basam, similarly, those Archim who are sleeping in the side room in the Shul have to be Yotzeh Neres Chanukah in the Shul. That's their bias. So the Ramah quotes the Rivosh, no one else is Yotzeh but the Hadlok and Shul because that's not based on. But the Archim are Yotzeh because that's what they're going to eat, that's what they're going to sleep. That's why the Minig developed. Again, it wouldn't apply if it's Times Square. If you're going to lighten Times Square, you shouldn't have any Sheikhas. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying over every couple of years, he would say over the Bir Agro. In the Bir Agro, he says, what's the mocker of the minig? Where does it come from? So the Vilna Goyen is mitzayin to the brisa that appears in the Yerushalmi, Tosis of Stockholm, and the Brachas quotes this brisa in the Yerushalmi, that there was a practice. Bizman HaGemara for sure, Bizman HaTanoim, Bizman HaMaroim, that they used to recite Hallel on Pesach night in Shul. Do we recite Hallel in Shul on Pesach night? So the Mechaber says you should. Chabad quotes from this Masechah Sofrim, from the Brisa Masechah Sofrim, that you should recite the Halal and Shul. The Ramah claims, nah, the Halal and Shul, because then there used to be, he quotes the Rishon Halal, because there used to be Amiratzim. You're supposed to say Halal in the middle of the Seder. Half of the Halal before the Seder, and half of the Halal after the Seder. You're Mapsik in the middle of the Halal on Pesach night. So there are many people who don't know how to say Halal. So, but in Shul, the Rabbi knew how to say Halal. The Chazan, the Shabbos, someone knows how to say Halal in Shul. So those communities where the Balabatim were such Amiratzim, they didn't know how to say Halal. So they used to say Halal in Shul on Pesach night to be Motzi them, Yidechai Losem. Then when they came home, they didn't say Halal. But the Ramah writes, Kulona Chachamim, Kulona Levan, Kulona Zichem. We all know how to read Hebrew. We can say Halal. We have Maxwell House Haggadah. Everybody has a Haggadah. You say Halal at home in the Haggadah. So we don't have to bother to say Halal in Shul. So the Gro apparently felt that the Mechaber's position is more correct than the Ramah. Even though the Gro followed usually Minig Ashkenaz, but this is a Shaila and Dins, that he passes like the Mechaber here, that you should say Halal in Shul, despite the fact that you plan to say Halal at home in the Seder. So what is this all about? What is this? So it's a Takona, Minig a Takona, whatever. What's the minig or the takana, whatever it may possibly be, that since the halal on Pesach night is for the purpose of pirsumi nisa, and if you'll say the halal in shul, you have more pirsumi nisa. How many people do you have at home by the seder? 15 people, 20 people, 35 people, whatever you have. But in shul you have more? There are more people in shul. So since it's a bigger crowd, you have the whole tzibur in shul. So since the purpose of the halal on Pesach night is pirsumi nisa, in shul you'll accomplish more. So the Chayvus HaYachid becomes Epis HaChayvus HaTzibur, even Mitam Minig and Mitam Dindur Rabbana or whatever, and we want to accomplish more Pisumi Nisa by having the Halal in Shul. You still have to say a Halal at home. You're not the Yaitzah with the Halal in Shul. Halal is two of the Arba Kaisers. The second Kais on Pesach night is the first half of the Halal. The fourth Kais is the second half of the Halal. So you have to repeat the Halal at home anyway in order to have it part of the Arba Kaisers. But still, you recite the Halal and Shul to accomplish more Pisumi Nisa. So on Chanukah night as well, the purpose of Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah is to accomplish Pisumi Nisa. So if you'll do the Hadlokas Neiros and Shul, true, no one's Yaitzeh. Everybody who lights in Shul has to light again at home. But you want to accomplish more Pisumi Nisa. That's what the Bir Ragua understands. So that's where Lubavitch got it from the Vilna Gaon. Lubavitch got it from the Vilna Gaon. Yeah. You know, when they print the Bir Ragua, so they write Hachosid Hamiti, and when they print the Svarim from the Balatanya, they write Hagoyin Hamiti. They don't write on the Balatanya Hachosid. They don't write on the Vilna Gaon Hagoyin. They switched. Yeah. So Rav Soloveitchik was unhappy with that practice. He didn't refer to Times Square. I think while he was alive, they didn't do those shenanigans yet. But he was unhappy. It was a very common practice that at the yeshiva, they used to have a chagigah, so they always got a chazan. But one of the boys would say the bracha lahalik nefesh hachanik and so on over the menorah. And the men's club or the women's, the ladies auxiliary of every shul that had a Hanukkah party, or the Jewish Boy Scouts would get together, whatever, to have a mesiba on Hanukkah or a wedding. So they have a chazan say the bracha lahalik nefesh hachanik. So he thought it's a bracha levatol. He got all angry about this. So he felt like the Vilna Gaon. He liked this explanation, and he thought that the minig is that the tzibur who alpi didn't have the status of a tzibur. Not you have on Times Square a lot of Jews roaming around. That's not called the tzibur. Tzibur means if they were nitzar for yachas for a davar shebikdusha. So he thought that it says in the Shulchan Aruch that in shul the minig is that you light between mincha and ma'ariv. Means if you got mincha right before the shkia, so the 10 people when it's tar for yachad, for the davar shebikdusha, for the kaddish, and for the chazaras hashatz, and they plan to daven ma'ariv soon after, right away, not like us, we daven mincha at 2:30, then we daven ma'ariv at 6:15, and then you light Neris Chanukah at 5 o'clock. You light Neris Chanukah, shkia is around 5 o'clock, or earlier, quarter to 5. Or you light Neris Chanukah at 5:15 and say, come, whatever. That's neither here nor there. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the minik we light with the bracha and shul is only if they just dab mincha right before the shkia, and they plan to dab mar right away after the shkia. So they when it's tar for yachad, for a chalashem tzibur shel tfilo, for the mincha, and they plan to remain together, al pidin, the tzirif ha-tzibur terminated already. The din is in the Shulchan Aruch based on the Talmud Yerushalmi and Megillah that whenever you need a minyan, if it's chilu v'asor, if he started, let's say, saying the Chazaras HaShatz with a minyan of 10, and then part of the minyan went out, then you only have 9 people, 8 people, or 7 people, 6 people, so the Chazan can still finish the whole Chazaras HaShatz and still say the Kaddish Piskapel at the end, because he can finish that Dov Shebikdusha. So let's say they started Mincha, in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz and Mincha, the minyan disappeared, you only have 9 people. So the din says he can finish the whole Chazaras HaShatz and say Kaddish Piskapel. He can't say Baruch Hu and do Meirat. It's finished. Once you finish the Kaddish Piskapel, the Tzirif HaTzibur disappears and there's no more Tzibur. That's how Pidin, when you're dealing with Dinim. But when you're dealing with the Menhagim, so that's what Rav Soloveitchik taught. Tzibur was Nitztar for Yachad, the Daven Mincha, and they still are considered Nitztar for Yachad because they plan to Daven Meirat immediately after the Mincha. So there's still a hold on the Tzibur, so the Hadlokah Saneris and Shul is a Hadlokah Shel Tzibur. What do you do on Matzoi Shabbos? On Matzoi Shabbos, we don't light in between Mincha and Marv. We say Mincha before the Shkia. We say Marv after the Tzei Sekhom. There's an hour and a half in between. There's a long pause in between Mincha and Marv. So on Matzoi Shabbos, Rav Soloveitchik said that his minig, where he came from in Europe, was that they would light the Neris Chanuk in Shul before Kaddish Tiskabel. Before, what do we do on Matzoi Shabbos? We say we finish Ma'ariv, and then we say usually we say Chatzi Kaddish, then we say Vihi Noyam, Viyata Kaddish, and then the Chazan says Kaddish Tiskabel, and then we say Viyitin Lachom. So the meaning in most places is that after the Chazan says Kaddish Tiskabel, after Vihi Noyam, Viyata Kaddish, before Viyitin Lachom, that's when you do Hadlokas HaMenorah. So Leitchik said that where he came from, the minig was not so. The Chazan would say Chatzi Kaddish after the Tefillah Belachash, and then they would do Hadlokas HaMenorah before the Hinoyim. Because before you said Kaddish Tiskabel, so you have a Tzirif HaTzibur, they said Baruch Hu, they daven Ma'ariv, Tefillah HaTzibur, and then they didn't say Kaddish Tiskabel yet, so you're still in the middle. So since you started with a minion and you didn't finish yet with a minion, if the minion would disappear, you'd still be able to say the Kaddish Tiskabel because you didn't finish the. The whole Tefillah V'Tzibur is only terminated when you say Kaddish Piskapel. So he said he thought that was the reason for the minig in the community where he came from. He said even according to the common practice, as it says in the Magen Avraham, that you do Hadlokas HaMenorah on Matzoi Shabbos after the Chazan says Kaddish Piskapel before the Yitlucho. So he said, but they still didn't say Havdalah. So he said the Havdalah is considered the Havdalah Shel Tzibur, because the Gemara has a din of Tosefes Shabbos Lefaneha and Liachreha. So there's a din of a Yochid making Tosef Shabbos, and then there's a din of the Tzibur making Tosef Shabbos. And he thought that the Tosef Shabbos of the Tzibur, let's say, says in Shulchan Aruch, if they said already Baruch Hu and Shul, let's say in the summertime when they daven early, when they say Baruch Hu for Ma'ariv, or some say when they say Boi V'Shalom, or some say Mishul B'Yom HaShabbos, different opinions in Shulchan Aruch, when the Tzibur is Mekabel Tosef Shabbos Lefaneo, so that's binding on all the Yechidim. So the same is true regarding Tosef Shabbos Liachreha. So he thought that until the time that you say Havdalah in Shul, if the practice of the Shul is to say Havdalah, many Shuls they don't say Havdalah. But if your Shul says Havdalah, so he thought then you have a Tzirif HaTzibur for Ma'ariv, for Baruch Hu, for Tefillah Belachash, for the Kaddish, Kaddish Tiskabel, and that's still considered a Tzibur, Alpi Minig, until they recite the Havdalah, because that's the Tosef Shabbos Liachreha of the Tzibur, which is only terminated when the Chazan is going to recite the Havdol and Shul. So you still have a Tzirif HaTzibur, so that's why it makes sense to do the Hadlokah at that time in the Shul. That's why in Shulchan Aruch there's a machlokes between the Ramah and the Taz, Amatzoi Shabbos, which should you do first? So the Ramah says, based on the Gemara in the end of Brochas, Kol Apuki Yomim Yachrino, that Amatzoi Shabbos, the Shaila, should you first recite Havdalah, or should you first do Hadlokas Neres Chanukah? So the Ramah says, first you do Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, and then you do Havdalah, because Havdalah, you're bidding Shabbos farewell, so you postpone the Havdalah till as long as possible. He says that's what you do in Shul, and certainly more so, and at home the same thing. You do the same at home. You should have the Havdalah later. Havdalah should follow Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. And the Taz has a long, long arichas, when he picks on the Ramah, and a very long Taz, And he picks on the Rambam, he says, it doesn't make any sense. What do you accomplish by delaying the Havdalah? But Hadlakas Neres Chanukah is an activity of Chilul Shabbos. You're lighting candles. So what did you say? You're extending Shabbos longer. You're doing a Malacha now. So you should say the Havdalah before you do the Malacha. What do you accomplish? You're not accomplishing anything. So this is a very long task. So there's a Bira Gro on that Ramah. He writes, Ayin Taz, B'chol Dvar of the Chuyder. That's all. He says the whole Taz is wrong. So usually, real Misnagdim follow the Ramah. The Misnagdim follow the Ramah, because the Bira Gro says that that's the Iker Adit. He said, that's what it says in the Gemara. The official bidding farewell to Shabbos is the reciting of the Havdalah. Even though Yimamish did a Malacha, Havdalah Saneris is a Malacha, and you already said Atachan Antono before anyway, but still, the official bidding farewell is the Havdalah. So you should save the Havdalah for Leahs, both the Beis HaKnesses and Babais. And the Taz disagrees, and he says the whole thing does make sense, so really it makes more sense to say Havdalah first, to get the Hetah to do Malach, and then you do the Havdalah Neres Chanukah. That's what you should really do, both the Beis HaKnesses and Babais. But the Taz says he doesn't want to start up the Minig in Beis HaKnesses all over the world. It is like the Ramah. Minig clearly is very noticeable, the Beis HaKnesses. The Minig is like the Ramah, that everybody first does the Hadlokas Hamadara, then you do the Havdalah later on. So he says he's not going to change that, leave that the way it is. But Babayis at home is not so conspicuous. So he says you should do like me. Taz says you should do like me. So that's what the Hasidim do. They follow the Taz. So the Beis HaKnesses, they do the Hadlokas Hamadara first, and then the Havdalah, and Babayis, they'll first say Havdalah, and then the Hadlokas Hamadara. So Rav Soloveitchik was explaining, if the Taz holds that he's really right, that you should really do the Havdalah before Hadlokas HaMenorah, so why did he give in to the Ramah b'Beis HaKnesses? So Taz gives the reason, he's not going to go against the Minig, that's beforesome, that's very obvious, very noticeable, he doesn't want to violate the Minig. Rav Soloveitchik said, a better reason he thought why, was because the whole Hadlokah b'Beis HaKnesses is a Hadlokah Shal Tzibur. He thought according to this Bira Gro, that he compared it to the reciting of Hallel, for Leil Pesach, the Beis HaKnesses, he thought it has to be a Hadlokah Shal Tzibur. So what constitutes a Tzibur? You have 10 people walking around in the street, that's called a Tzibur. I used to make fun. You have 10 people reading the Morgen Journal, reading the newspaper, so that's called a Tzibur. No, 10 people who are in the Tzarfu Yafet is something that needs a Tzibur. So what is that? So Imikim Mincha Meirev. Okay, that's all week more. Or Matzoi Shabbos, you can't have it in between Mincha and Meirev, it's still Shabbos, so you have to have it in the middle of Meirev. They have it Tzirif HaTzibur from Meirev, and then you have the Hadlokah Samadara before you finish the Tefillah of the Tzibur of the Meirev. So even if you have the minhag that you had do the Hadlokah Samadara in Shul after Kaddish Tiskabel, so we still didn't finish everything of the Tzibur because we didn't say Havdalah yet. But if they're going to say Havdalah already, the Imam is finished. You're going to say Havdalah, then you're going to do Hadlokah Samadara in Shul. So there's no Tzibur anymore. And he thought that's why. That's a better reason why in Shul you can't follow the Taz all the way. You have to do first the Hadlokas HaMenorah and then the Havdalah. He thought that not, that the Kaddish Yosem is a private thing. It's not really needed for the Tzibur. You need it. You need a minion to say Kaddish Yosem. It's not really needed for the Tzibur. Erev Shabbos is also an issue. Erev Shabbos, it says more correct is that the Chazan should do the Hadlokas HaMenorah between Mincha and Meirev. But a lot of times in the shuls, they just make Mincha before the Shkia by the skin of their teeth. And a lot of times the Chazan's Chazoras HaShatz goes into Shkia. So how can you do the Hadlokas HaMenorah after Mincha? So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if you see that it's getting late, so then the Chazan should be Madlik the Neiris before Mincha on Erev Shabbos. And then the Magen Avraham says, even if you don't have a minion yet, you don't even have Asorah in the shul yet. So what kind of a Hadlokah B'tzibur is that? No, because you're going to get a Tzibur later on. So Rav Soloveitchik said that his father was very upset about that. He didn't like that. He said, you have to insist, even on Friday afternoon, the Hadlokah Samadara in shul should be even to Mincha Mar. You shouldn't do it before Mincha. You search your shul to do it if you don't have a minyan. He thought, based on the Birag Roh, that this is only a minig in shul, and you say a broch on this minig, it's only if it's a Hadlokah Shal Tzibur. Hadlokah Shal Tzibur means a Tzibur should start for Yachad. 10 people, and has to be there when it's tar for Yachad for the purpose of davening. Rav Moshe Feinstein also is quoted as having been opposed to the practice of lighting in chagigas, or at weddings, or at the get-togethers, and so on. Only the Beis HaKnesses. He taught also the minhag on Beis HaKnesses. I think Dayan Weiss and the Chassid Zvi also writes like that. He's not happy about the practice, a pretty widespread practice, to do hadlaka debracha, even in not in the context of mincha ma'ariv. I remember Rav Soloveitchik was unhappy, so they said, okay, so the chazan, they had a chagiga. Really, he really came for chagigas. So they had a chazan, so he's not going to say the bracha b'shem ha'malchus, he said, Baruch ato Hashem, Elokeinu me'alech ha'olam. So he got all angry about that, so the next day he gave a shiur, that's also a bracha l'matola. Even if you say Hashem Elokeinu, it's also a bracha l'matola, because the Yisra bracha l'matola, he did different suggestions on this. So he brought out one suggestion is as follows. He said, Bracha Levatol is not because he said Shem Shamayim Levatol. You say Hashem Elokeinu, there's no motzi Shem Shamayim Levatol. But the Yotzei Bracha, if you have to say Bracha, Hashem, we know is an allusion to HaKadosh Bracha. Elokeinu, we know what it means. So it's like saying a Bracha in English. If you say in English a Yotzei, even though you said everything in translation, so you say Hashem Elokeinu, it's like in translation. So since you would be Yotzei Bracha, so it's enough to be called the Bracha Levatol. So you're not allowed to do that either. If you want to light the candles without anything, no Brachas at all, not Hashem Elokeinu. That he wasn't opposed to. But to light with a bracha, even Hashem Elokeinu, he thought that that would be a bracha l'matol. Yeah, like talking about Hanukkah. You light the candle, so it tells the whole story. Miss Dama, it's a kiyum, like talking about Hanukkah.
What if you have a mincha ma'ariv not in the Beis HaKnesses?
Where would it be? An office. Don't know. Some Rishonim say the minig is on the Beis HaKnesses because Mikdash Miyat. Shouldn't push our luck. It's a questionable, the whole thing is questionable, why we say a bracha. So we should try to be careful only to say the bracha according to what the meaning was. Meaning was with Beis HaKnesses, between Milchem Ma'ariv, you shouldn't add on new things. The Babcha are very touchy about this. They're very upset about this whole thing around salvation. They said, exactly where do you light the menorah? It says you're not yet to the Beis HaKnesses. Why not? Because Avlaka has to be the Beiso. Where is it considered Beiso? So either in your home, let's say a person lights in his home, so how big is the audience who are going to see that? All I did, I'd love to some nervous to get Pirsumi Nisi, try to get maximum Pirsumi Nisi. If you light in Times Square, you get more Pirsumi Nisi. The answer is that's not the Beiso. If you light inside your home, you get the very little Pirsumi Nisi. He only has 9 children. That's not enough. If he lights on the windowsill, so you get more people outside will see. So the Gemara says you should try, on the one hand, you should try to light as far away as possible to get maximum Pirsumi Nisi. But if it's too far away, then it's not mitzvah to your baisa. How far away is acceptable? So the Mishnah Berurah points out there is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Do you light al Pesach habayis or do you light al Pesach hachotzer? In Bizman HaTana, you used to have batim which were enclosed by a chotzer. There was a wall around the chotzer, and then the chotzer used to open up into a mavui. So Rashi's opinion is that you madlik al Pesach habayis, and Tosfos disagrees. He says, no, Yamadli Kal Pesach HaChotzer. That's on page 277. The Chabad Paskin is like Tesis Al Pesach HaChotzer. And Mishnah Berurah points out, don't forget that Rashi is not alone, and a lot of Rishonim hold like Rashi, that if you light Al Pesach HaChotzer, it's too far out, you have to light Dafke Al Pesach HaBayis Mibachutz. As opposed to inside the Bayis, we're going to have a smaller audience. Al Pesach HaBayis on the outside, you have a slightly larger audience, all the people in the Chotzer. So in the Shulchan Aruch they paskin al Pesach HaChotzer. The Mishnah Berurah is a little shaky about that. Not so sure whether we should really. He says Rashi is not alone. The Rambam is the Rosh. The Rambam is who paskin like Rashi. Only al Pesach HaBayis. Even if you all like the Mechab al Pesach HaChotzer, there is a Ramah in Hilchas Erevin where the Ramah writes. In the name of the Trumas Adeshin, that we don't have a din of Mavoi Bizman Hazeh because we don't have a din of Chotzer Bizman Hazeh. A Chotzer is only a Chotzer if you have Batim and a wall around the Chotzer, and the people use the Chotzer with the Hishtamshis of a Chotzer. They use it to have picnics there or something. But if you don't really have picnics, let's say in an apartment building or a dormitory. A dormitory may be different. I don't know. Let's say in an apartment building, what is the hishtamshus that the tenants have in the hallways? Some people have a practice that aliel bedikas chametz, they eat their chametz b'kasim, which is in the hallways. So the women just cleaned up the whole house and they don't want any chametz in the house. Okay, but that's once a year. Achas bashana. All year long, nobody has any picnic, nobody does any homework in the hallways. Unless you're locked out of your house, you don't have the key, so you do your homework in the hallways. But normally, people don't do anything in the hallways. They just carry their packages, they stand by the door, open the door, and then they go in. So they leave their valises there for half a minute. Or they leave their shopping bags there for half a minute. Or sometimes for a little longer than half a minute, but they don't really use any hishtamshus. So the Ramah quotes of Shulman Sadeshin, Ein lo din mavi bizmanazeh, because ein lo din chatz bizmanazeh. So the quote in the name of the Chazanish, that he felt that this din of Hadlok al Pesach HaChatz, even though the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in the Hilchas Chanukah, that the Hadlok should be al Pesach HaChatz to get more pisum in Nisa, but ain't lot of din chatzah bizman hazeh. So you wouldn't be yotze bizman hazeh if you'd light al Pesach HaChatz. The only way to be yotze is either bifnim etoch habayis, or you light al Pesach habayis mibachutz. You no longer have a chatz, so you can't be madlik al Pesach HaChatz. Too far away to be mitzarek to your room. That's a shaila in a dormitory. I don't know. The guys walk around in the halls in their underwear. They walk in their pajamas or they walk in their bathrobe, whatever. And they roam from one room to the other. It could be that a dormitory is like a chutz. I don't know. That's a question. But the question is, let's say a fellow's on a dormitory in the fifth floor or something like that. Then it's going to be madlik in the lobby downstairs. The lobby is further away. So that's a Pesach HaChutz there. That a chatzer, a mavi, which is it? Very questionable. Anyway, that's the problem. Lighting in the lobby of the building where you sleep is a problem. What if a person eats in one place and sleeps in another location? So then the Ramah quotes in Shuvas HaRashba that the hadlaka should be in the makam ha'achila, in the place where he sleeps. And there's a long taz there. Which the Gro does not disagree with, doesn't always disagree with the Taz. There's a long Taz, but the Taz at one point refers you to this Sugi and Eretan Adaf Ein Gimel Ein Dalet, Ein Gimel Ein Beis Ein Dalet Ein Malach, but the Gemara says that. The Gemara has the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, which is called Beisav. The Gemara says, Benegir to Tchum Shabbos. You measure Tchum Shabbos from your bias. If you live in a city, so you have the whole city is Kedalet Amos, then everybody has Alpaimam outside of the city live. But let's say a guy lives in the mountains. And there is no ear around him. So you measure Alpai Mama from your bayis. So which is your bayis? What if I have one makom where I sleep and one makom where I eat? So the Gemara assumes you can't have two batim, either this or that. So where do you measure the Tchum Shabbos? So it's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, whether makom achila or makom shina, the place where you sleep or the place where you eat. And the Gemara has also the machlekes minigir to asering. To require erve chatzeres. If you have a chatzer with many batim around the chatzer, so each one of the families in the various batim have to give a chala and leave it in one of the houses in order to be allowed to carry in the chatzer. That's called an erve chatzeres. Let's say you have 10 batim in a chatzer, so the other 9 have to put a pas shlema, have to put a chala or a matzah shlema in the 10th home. The 10th people, they live there, so they don't have to put any chala there. But the other 9, by putting a pass into the home of the 10th one, it's considered as if they also live there. So that's how you take off the Yisra of Takani Shlom HaMelech. Shlom HaMelech Menet Takani is not allowed to carry from the Batin to the Chatzah, from the Chatzah to the Batin, unless you make the Erevei Chatzeris. So the original Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is, what if there are 10 apartments, and 9 of them are away? 9 are away for Shabbos. There's only one person there. So no one asks. They only ask if they're there for Shabbos. Unless they may come back in the middle of Shabbos. Let's say they're going, who went away to New Jersey, or non-observant Jews. They come back in the middle of Shabbos, and then they ask her. But if they're Shomer Shabbos, and they're away in Brooklyn, so they're not going to come back in the middle of Shabbos, so then they don't ask her on the other people. So what happens if you have a person or a family, they always eat in one location, they always sleep in a different building, totally two different buildings. We're not talking about two different rooms in the same apartment, we're talking about two different buildings. They eat in one place and they sleep in another place. Which one is called Beisav? So that's the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara says like this. Whenever the Gemara says, the Brachim used to have a dormitory. They used to sleep in the dormitory. They used to have an arrangement to eat by Balabatim, and the Balabatim did not treat them nicely. They used to treat them like the Yiddish expression goes, like stepchildren. is to give their children big portions of food, and the bracha from the yeshiva they gave peanuts. So the bracha did not enjoy eating by the balabatis. So, and the kavua, every Shabbos they always ate by these balabatis. So because they didn't enjoy it, so the Gemara says, for sure, the Makom Hashina wins. Which of the two is called Beso? So the place where they sleep, they enjoy. The place where they eat, they don't enjoy. Or let's say one is more private. We all eat together in the cafeteria. You have 150 people eating together in the cafeteria. In the dormitory rooms, you only have, how many people do you have? 3, 4, 5. You don't have 150. So it's much more private. So the one that's more private is called Beso, as opposed to the one that's more public. Well, let's say one is kavua, one is aroi. The Mishnah Berurah has like this. Let's say I'm visiting by my parents, by my in-laws. I'm visiting. I'm going to eat by them tonight, one of the nights of Hanukkah. Then I'm going to go back home and go to sleep in my home. My home, I always sleep in my home all year long. I always eat my parents' home once in a long while. I'm married already. I don't eat their kavua. So if one is kavua, one is aroi, so the one that's kavua wins. If they're both equally kavua, both equally aroi, so then the one that's more private wins. If they're both equally private, so the one that's more comfortable wins. If everything is equal, they're both equally kavua aroi, they're both equally comfortable or both equally uncomfortable, and both equally private, both equally not private, so then we paskin hilchas kerabbi sumach lekas rabbi shmuel. Then we paskin like rab. Then the mokka machila wins. That's what the Taz says is the mokka for the shuvas harajbo. The rajbo didn't mean to say that if you have a choice of lighting the menorah in the dining room where you're eating or in the bedroom where you sleep, that you light in the dining room. That's not what it means. Mok machila. It means that you have two different apartments. One apartment you're going to sleep, and one apartment is in Bronx, and one apartment is in Manhattan, whatever. One you're going to sleep, and one you're going to eat tonight. And they're both equally kavua, or they're both equally aroi, they're both equally comfortable or uncomfortable, or so on. So then, when it comes, bottom line, the machlek is Rabbi Shmuel. So we pass like Rab, but the mokum pita, the place where your food is, the mokum achila, is the ikar. So half a week that his bias is here, half a week his bias is there. Raisim Maseches Sofrim, which is quoted in the Gemara, has a whole arichas regarding Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, that there are three levels of fulfilling the mitzvah. The basic mitzvah can be fulfilled by Nerish Beisa, by lighting only one candle for the whole family. And if you want to be from the Mahadrim, usually in connection with other mitzvahs, they don't tell you a recommendation how to do Mahadrim. Sitzes and Tefillin, you learn Mishnah Berurah, he gives you all a Hidr Ahin and a Hidr Aheng, should be medactic to do this and that and the other thing, and this sheet and the other sheet. And here the Braisa writes as if that's the way they set it up in the Hatchila. There's three levels of observance. There's the basic mitzvah, then you have Mahadrin, there's Ne'eloch Alech of Ne'echa, then you have HaMahadrin, and HaMahadrin is Moshe V'Holach and so on. And the Machlek is B'Shame B'Silel, in the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin. How are you supposed to do it? So the Pnei Yeshua points out, this is so strange that you have, sounds as if in the Ikar HaTakonah, that's the way they set it up, that there are three levels of fulfilling the mitzvah, the basic fulfillment with the Mahadrim, and the Mahadrim, Manish Tana, this mitzvah from all the other mitzvahs. So the Pnei Yeshua has a famous suggestion. He says, why was it really necessary to have the whole Nesah, the Pach Hashem? And it then is that if you have a korban Shizman HaKavua, a korban that has to be brought on a specific day, and if you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah on that day, it's going to be over Yom HaBatul Karbonah. You'll just lose the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah. So then the din is that it's Deich HaTumah. It's Kar B'Tumah. So burning Shemen in the menorah is also considered a form of HaKrovas HaKorban. It's in the Beis HaMikdosh. And the din is the same, that if you don't have Shemen Tahor, you only have Shemen Tomei, and you can't get Shemen Tahor, so you can fulfill the mitzvah with the Shemen Tomei. So why did the Rebbeinu Shel Olam bother to make a miracle? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't go out of his way to change Teva all the time. Why did he make a miracle? It was unnecessary. The Pach HaShemen should have been, they had Shemen Tohar for one day, they should have used that the first day. And then the next day they should have used Shemen Tomei. Why was it necessary for the Rabbanu Shalom to make a miracle in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shemen Tohar? So he said, the Rabbanu Shalom wanted to show how much he loves the Jewish people, that they should fulfill the mitzvah of the Hidura. mitzvah that he do is to bring the carbon to do the hadlaka b'shem and tahar. The din is if you do b'shem and tahar, maybe you have no choice. So you yotzei also, but it's an incomplete fulfillment of the mitzvah. You want to fulfill the mitzvah, the Hidur should be Shem and Torah. So the Rebbeinu Shalom went out of his way, and he made a nes in order that Bnei Yisrael should fulfill the mitzvah, the Hidur. That's why when the Chachamim instituted the mitzvah, Zeichel HaMikdash, and they instituted with Hidurim and Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. What exactly? An interesting suggestion. Not everybody agrees with this analysis of the Bnei Yeshua. Others hold that the Ikara did. They wouldn't be permitted to use Shem and Tomei. The menorah. The Pri Chodesh has a suggestion which all the later Achrayim jump on. They don't know what in the world he's talking about. And then the Nitziv says, why didn't they know? Just said over the Rambam. The Chodesh just said over. No one remembers the Rambam. He says that the din that the Tumah is Mutav Tzibur is only if it's Tumas Meis. If it's any other Tumah, then it's not Mutav Tzibur. So everybody jumps on the Pri Chodesh. What is he talking about? Tosis says beferish that all Tumas Mago is muta betzibur to the exclusion of tumah hayotza olam migufa, but the shemen it can't be tumah hayotza olam migufa. What the shemen is a zav zav and nidri yaleves and mitzora. The shemen is about carry. The shemen has tumas magra. It was makabel tumah from outside. So whatever it is only tumas magra. So that it's it writes, yeah, that's what Tosis says. Bekama makami. But the Rambam says only tumas meis is muta betzibur. Even tumah sheretz not. So apparently the Pri Chodesh suggests that the tumah that the pach hashemen all of the oil had was a maga of a zav. Tosis explains the begoyim on the akum that all the nochem have it in like a zav. So maga hazav is mitami the shemen. So that's not tumas meis. The Pri Chodesh says according to the Rambam, the kasha doesn't get off the ground. And others give a different teretz. Others point out that the Gemara says the pharisee had to make a new menorah. The old menorah was defiled because it was used for avodah zarah purposes. Not only did they make a chanukah hamizbeach, they made a new mizbeach, they made a new menorah as well. Now the Mishnah tells us in Menachos, whenever you make a new menorah, you have to be mechanech the new menorah. When you just construct the menorah, so it's not yet kosher to use it to fulfill the mitzvah of hadlokas hamenorah. So how are you mechanech the menorah? So the Gemara points out, kol hakelim shasa Moshe, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, he did meshicha b'shemen ha-mishcha. He had to do, it was a hara shoh, only for those kelim, b'shichasim mekat shasim. He had to do a Mashiach b'shemen ha-mishcha. But after the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, b'kam yelech, was avoidosam mechan chasim. They had to do the avoidah. By doing the avoidah of hadlaka, samanoireh, this would be mechanach the menorah and give it the status of it. But how can we do the hadlaka samanoireh if it doesn't have the full din of a menorah? So the Rishonim say, boin kiechot. By doing the hadlaka samanoireh, it gives it the status of a kosher menorah. And once it's a kosher menorah, so then the hadlaka is considered a hadlaka samanoireh. So can you really say, so the Rishonim give the Balei HaTosis on Chumash, right? That's can Balei HaTosis write this answer. When can you say that you could be madlak b'shem and tomei if you have a menorah which is already mekudesh, b'kdushas ha-menorah, already has its chinuch as a menorah, and you're mechuyev to be madlak the menorah today? And if you're not going to be madlak today, it'll be over yom ha-bakul korbani. You'll miss the opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah. So that's called a korban shizman kavua. Kavua, you have to be madlak the menorah today. What if I have a menorah that was adayin loy nischancho? I wasn't mechanech yet. So if I will be madlak the menorah, it'll be boin kiecho. The chinuch will be bo kiecho together with the adlok. But you can't really say you mechuyev to be madlak the menorah. No, it doesn't have the status of menorah yet. So the first time you doing the hadlokas ha-menorah, you can't be yelech after the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's going to be avodasa mechan chasim. So the first hadlokas ha-menorah is going to serve not only as a hadlok, it's going to be the chinach ha-menorah, and it's going to be a boin keechot. Kol zman you weren't mechanachid yet, so there is no chiyuv to do the hadlok. So you can't really call that as mana kavua. You can't really say you're mechuyev to be madlik the menorah, otherwise you're going to miss the mitzvah. There is no mitzvah if there's no kosher menorah yet. So there's no mitzvah yet. So the, if they wouldn't have had any shemen tohar at all, they wouldn't have been able to do the first hadlaka. That doesn't really answer the kasha. It depends how you word your question. If the question would have been, why did they need any shemen tohar at all? Even if there wouldn't be any shemen tohar, they'd be able to be madlik of shemen tohar. So that would have been a good answer. But that wasn't the question. The Rishonim didn't give the right answer over here. There was enough oil for one hadlok, so they had for the first night. So the question is, why was it necessary to have a nes for the second night? So The second night it was read in Neschanach from the first night. So the second night would have been Korban Shezman HaKavur. Then they would have been allowed to use Shem HaTomer. The Rishonim said this is the answer to the Kasha. They had a different Kasha. They were explaining, what did they need the Pach HaShemen for? They're not answering, why was it necessary to make a Nes that we should burn for 8 days? Why was it necessary to have one Pach HaShemen of Shem HaTomer? If everything would have been Tomer, there would not have been any problem. So they say, no, there would have been a problem, because that's not called a Korban Shezman HaKavur. But you still have the question that Pnei Yeshua worded, that's still a good question. That I think he quoted the Kasha from Achamisli, earlier generation, that why was it necessary to make a Nes once the menorah was already in the Schancha with the first Hadlokah, so then you can do the rest of the Hadlokahs in the state of Tumah. So the answer is what the Pnei Yeshua said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to demonstrate Chibosim Shal Yisrael, and he gave us an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah Bishlei Musa. The state of Tahara. That's really a question in recent Svarim. Are you really Yotze the Mitzvah? Let's say you have a menorah and you put in so much oil, it's going to burn straight for a month. Are you Yotze the Mitzvah of Havloka? So don't you have to have every day a separate Havloka? Havloka? If you put in the oil and it burns straight for 8 days, so you're Yotze 8 days? What? You're only Yotze the first days. The miracle is a miracle. No one's denying it. But were they yotze the mitzvah of hadlokas hamenorah the last 7 days? Maybe they weren't yotze anything. It's questionable. They quote a pilpul from Rav Chaim and from Rav Rebbe, a shaila about that. Were they yotze the mitzvah of the last 7 days? Because they didn't do the hadlokah the second night, the third night, the fourth night. They just the hadlokah the first night. Are you not yotze? The mitzvah is to do a hadlokah every day. Gemara has in the first sugi of Chanukah in the Machlokes Amoraim where the kofsa zokuk lo or kofsa ain't a zokuk lo. A person lit a near Chanukah, so if he didn't have enough oil and it goes out in the middle of the half hour, so he wasn't yotze at all. He didn't do a hadlaka that was made to last for a half hour. Or if he did a hadlaka with such a poor wick that we could have told him in advance it's not going to burn. The oil is no good, the wick is no good. Or he lights in a place where the wind is blowing. So that's not called a kosher hadlok. What if you did everything normally? The oil was good, the wick was good, and the wind was not blowing, and then something happened later on, and it blew out. Is he obligated to rekindle the menorah now? So that's a machlokes, and we pass in kofsa ein hazokuk lo. Kofsa ein hazokuk lo. The Ner Chanukah goes out, there's no need to rekindle it. The Mechaber has a startling statement, where he combines together two different sugyas in the Gemara to make them into one. It's on page 285. Tofrei Shain Gimel Siv Beis. Havloka is a mitzvah. The fichach and kofsa ain't a zokot law. He puts together the two different modes. And more, the two different discussions. If the Ner Chanukah goes out, you have to light it again as one machlokes. And we pass in kofsa ain't a zokot law. Doesn't have to light it over again. And the more had a different discussion whether havloka is a mitzvah or not is a mitzvah. So Mechaber puts the two together. He says, because we pass in Hadlaka oisa mitzvah. Hadlaka oisa mitzvah is really Sibin Tofrei Shain Hei. And here he's writing Kofsa in a Zofutlo. So he gives us an introduction. The reason why Kofsa, you don't have to rekindle the menorah, is because Hadlaka oisa mitzvah. It's interesting. The question whether the Rishonim understood it like that, that these two Gemaras were connected. The Gemaras never put together. The Mechaber adds on from the Trumas Adeshin. This is a big debate. What if you lit the menorah on Erev Shabbos, the proper amount of oil, and the wicks were acceptable, and so on, the wind was not blowing there, and then something occurs, let's say one of the babies runs over, knocks over the whole menorah. Everything, all the flames are extinguished before you even then Shabbos lit. So if you want, you can really light over the candles again. Maybe the din of kofsa en hazokukla means, although you should really have a hadlaka that should last for half an hour so that many people will see the Neres Chanukah to accomplish more pisumini, so people are going to walk around in the street. So the first minute, 10 people will see. The next minute, another 10 minutes, a lot of people will see. But if the Neres Chanukah goes out after 2 minutes, after 3 minutes, so at least 30 people saw the menorah, you didn't have 1,000 people see the menorah. But if you lit the menorah on Erev Shabbos and it goes out before Shabbos even begins, before Shkia, you didn't even have a partial Kima Mitzvah at all. There was no partial Kisumimis. It has a shame there, but the Kima Mitzvah only begins after Tzeisat Kochavim when it's making Kisumimis event. So maybe here everyone should agree that Tafsa Zakukla, maybe you have to rekindle the menorah with all the brachas all over again. The Mechaber quotes the Truma Sadeshin, no. Afilu Be'erev Shabbos, Kodim Kabbalah Shabbos, Adayin Humer Bagyom, Einu Zakukla. Einu Zakukla. The Tafsa Einu Zakukla is not because you had a partial Kiyama Mitzvah and a partial Pisumi Nisa, or Maspik Bazer. No. You have no partial Kiyama Mitzvah at all. One hadlaka to a custom. You already did your hadlaka. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Kafsa, finished. You don't have to do another hadlaka, even though you weren't yotze anything. Even though you weren't yotze anything. So needless to say, many achrenim are not happy with this Trumas Hadeshen, and they think you should rekindle, but the question is, should you say a bracha again? You say, well, out of respect for the Trumas Hadeshen, so already you give it, don't say a bracha on the second hadlaka. But to do a second hadlaka, Pashtus, you should. Also, a long time, a lot of our friends.
Does the
you don't have to rekindle, and therefore you don't say a bracha. He says, Kofsa, Eno Zakukla applies even if it went out before this man. Let's say, I lit it shkia, I lit it plaga mincha. I'm going to a wedding, going there, it's a summer, I lit it plaga mincha, and it's an hour before the shkia, and I'm ready to leave. And not all of a sudden someone knocks over by accident, they knocked over the whole menorah, and everything went out. I didn't hear you say anything yet. So he says, you don't have to relight again. You don't have to relight. Once he did Hadlaka, Hadlaka is the mitzvah, Kavsein is up. Puts together, Hadlaka is the mitzvah, Kavsein is up. And the others are not so convinced. They think maybe Kavsein is up means that the partial Pisumi Nisa is sufficient. But if you have zero, so then you're left with nothing. Hasidim Amakdid on the suggestion of the Birkei Yosef in the name of one of the Mekubolim on page 294 is quoted in the Shari Tshuva and Simin Tafrei Shain Test that in since the Hadlokas Hamanera Zecha Lemigdush and the Beis Hamigdush there was a Seda Abai Hamasada Seda Hamarachim Shemar Vimar Beliba Dao Shol, what do you do first, what do you do second? At the end of the day, they used to bring the Tomash of Ben Abayim, and after the Tomash of Ben Abayim, then it would be Madlik the Menorah. Hadlaka Menorah would be the last Avodah of the day. So since the Hadlaka that we do is Zecher LeMikdash, and in Mikdash, the Hadlaka Menorah was the last Avodah done after the HaKrovas Tomash of Ben Abayim, so that's what the Birkei Yosef quotes Mekubalim would say, that you should always daven Mincha before you bench Chanukah Lecha. Shaila comes up, Erev Shabbos. Normally, of course, we daven Mincha. Before you come home after Meir, when you bench Chanukah Lech, but the Shailah is, what if it's Erev Shabbos? So normally people bench Chanukah Lech, they go to Shul with Dav Mincha and Meir. So the Chassidim are very medactic about this. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Chassidim, many will be so medactic, even if they will prefer to Dav and Mincha B'Yechidus, if it's necessary in order to be makbid about this. Dav Hadlokas HaMenorah following Mincha. That's a question, how far you have to go. Because the first one who came up with this Einfall was, in the 1700s. So the shadow is how far you have to go with this Chumrah. The Gemara has a Machloikis also in the first Sugya of Chanukah, in the beginning, in the middle of the Sugya of Kofso. If the Chanukah goes up, you have to light it again. So the Gemara has a Machloikis whether Mutal Ishtamish Li'or Chanukah or also Ishtamish Li'orah. And the conclusion of the Gemara is that it's also b'shtamish liora. No, you're not permitted to get hanoya from the ora there. And there are three different reasons that are given in the Gemara and in the Rishonim. So Rashi always writes also b'shtamish liora because it won't be nikkur that it's a ner chanukah. It won't be nikkur that it's a ner chanukah. You want to have pistol release, you want to have hecker. So they always used to have candles at home in order to use. Guy's going to be Mishtamish Lo'aneh, won't be me. The Pashtus in the Gemara of Soloveitchik pointed out this, everybody agrees. Let's say the fellow, everybody at night needs a candle to see what he's doing. The Gemara, they had no electric lights. So let's say the guy's going to have, instead of having the regular candle he has, he's going to light this candle, he's going to light the regular candle, he's going to say Baruch Lahalik Neshul Chanukah, and use it on his table kavu. He's going to eat supper, he's going to read, he's going to do his homework, everything. So then Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the pashtus is that everybody agrees that you're not yotzei b'dat. You certainly have to have a separate ner from ner Shabbos and a separate ner from ner Chanukah. That's given in the Gemara. You need a separate candle for ner Shabbos, separate from ner Chanukah. The Cholodes, there's no heker. The only time it's a machlek is in the Gemara. He has a separate ner for Shabbos and a separate ner for Chanukah, but it's going to be mishtamish liora ner of Chanukah. So do you say it also takes away from the heker? No, everybody knows that's the ner Shabbos and this is the ner Chanukah. The Rashi keeps on repeating this explanation, that the reason why you're not allowed to use the Ner Chanukah is because it's going to be lacking heker, even if you have it in a Chanukah, yeah, and this is in a leichter for Shabbos, and everybody knows this is Shabbos, and this is Chanukah, still takes away from the heker. The Gemara at one point does not say like that. The Gemara has this debate: is a mutar l'shtamish lior, is a asur l'shtamish lior. The Gemara asks the kasha: v'chiner Chanukah kedusha yeshba? What, it has kedusha? What kind of kedusha? Why is it also l'shtamish liora? The Gemara makes fun. The Gemara says no. You know, also l'shtamish liora because of bizui mitzvah. How do you know you have to do mitzvahs in a fashion that's the kovedik? So the Gemara calls the braisa that when one does kisui hadam, see, it's not proper to. You can do kisui hadam either with your hands to push the sawdust over the dam, or you can kick it with your foot. So the Gemara says, "Bamesha shachat yichasa." He doesn't shech the chicken with his foot; he shechs the chicken with his hand. So the same hand, "Veshachat v'chisa," "Bamesha shachat yichasa." Just like he does the shechita with his hand, so he should do the kisui hadam with his hand. Shelo yehim mitzvus bezuyasov. Shouldn't be mevazen a mitzvah. So similarly over here, if a person will be nena liyoran there, this will constitute a bizui mitzvah. And some Rishonim hold that although the Gemara asked v'chiner kedusha yeshbo, does it have kedusha? That was a question, and then the Gemara said, no, that's not the reason why it's also the shtamish liyor. The reason why it's also the shtamish is because shalai yemitzus b'zuyis of this whole no. According to the final maskana, that is the reason. Haneris halola kodeshen, ve'elon ha'mishus l'shtamish ben, ve'elon l'rozum avat, as we say in the nusach, that nusach comes from the masech ha'sofa. Haneris halola. So perhaps the maskana, the real maskana, is that the ner is hakodesh. The Gemara asks, "Kedusha yesh? What can it be?" The answer is yes. We treat the neris as if they were the neris of the Beis Hamikdash, zechel Hamikdash, and the neris of the Beis Hamikdash. You're not allowed to be nene. That would be a violation of the il of the hekdash. So too, we're not allowed to get any hanoah from the ora ner at all. See, these are really three different explanations, three different opinions that are given by the Rishonim. Allah halamaisa. Why do we pass from that as also l'shtamish l'or? Is it because of biza mitzvah? Is it because of heker? Rashi always says it. Or is it because haneris halal kodeshim? Is there any difference halacha lemaisa? So on the Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Baal HaMor, who raises the possibility. This is the last line in the Maharam, page 283. You're not allowed to use the neris Chanukah for your own purposes. So the first opinion is aser afilu tashmish shel kedusha kigol lo matoyra le'or haner. First, wants to learn Torah. So what are you going to say? Bizui mitzvah? Was he mevazeh the ner Chanukah? He's using it to learn to be Mavis Sedra or something. And then the Mechava quotes, V'yesh mishamatir, v'tash mishal kedusha. For those who hold that that's mutter, that the only reason why it's also to be mishtamish lior aner is because of bizei mitzvah, and a bizei mitzvah is only if you use it for secular purposes, but if you're going to use it for dovashal kedusha, that would be permissible. Also, but it's only the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rishonim themselves. That's only going to use it derech haroi. The guy's going to sit and learn a Rashba for an hour by the Ora Derech Hanukkah. It's not going to be nikkah that it's l'shem Derech Hanukkah. It means that tashmish haroi doesn't really take away from the heker, and the whole reason for it's also the shtam shliyor, even b'kray b'alma, is only because of a bizei mitzvah. So if this, he's doing another mitzvah with it, so then you have neither the problem of heker nor the problem of bizei mitzvah. This is a shaila halacha l'maisa. We don't allow use of the ner Chanukah even for tashmish shel mitzvah. The Gemara says that when one lights ner Chanukah, he recites the three brachas, l'halik ner shel Chanukah and she'asa nisim and she'achyonu on the first night, and the rest of the nights he only say two brachas. But one who didn't light ner Chanukah. Let's say there's a bum who sleeps in the park, the homeless, the Shem Shabbos homeless guy, so when he sees the Neris Chanukah, he should say a Birchus HaRoyah. So the Birchus HaRoyah on the first night of the second two brachas, he doesn't say Lahavik is not doing Havlokas. The first night he says the two, Shasa Nisim and Shachyono, and the rest of the nights of Chanukah, if the homeless fellow sees someone else's menorah, so he only says the Shasa Nisim, he doesn't say the Shachyono. there is a big machlokes in Rishonim. What is the idea that the Madlik says all the three brachas? The second two brachas, Shas and Nis Meshachem, does he say as a Birchas Haroeh? So he should really say L'Hadik Nashachanik Light the Menorah. And after he sees the candle, then he says Shas and Nis Meshachem as a Roeh. Or do you say no? Hamadlik says all the three brachas as a Birchas HaMitzvah, and a Birchas HaMitzvah has to be recited Oyvel Asi Yosem. That's what the Ramah quotes in the name of the Maharil, that all the three brachas should be recited Oyvel Asi Yosem. That's the Ramah on page 289 and Tafrei Shain Vav Siv Beis. Mivroch Kol HaBrachas Kodim SheYaschil L'Hadlik. You should say all the three brachas before you begin the whole Hadlaka. The Maharil holds that the one who does a Hadlaka, so all the three brachas are considered like a Birchas HaMitzvah. Let's say when you do Pidyon HaBen, so the Gemara says Hilchos Abi Aben Mevorach Shtayim, the last line in Gemara Pesachim. Abi Aben says the bracha Shekadoshan Satsanu Al Pidyon HaBen, and then he says Shechiyonu. So does he say the Shechiyonu before he gives over the money to the kohen, or after he does the mitzvah? So our practice, there are two girsas in the Mechaber, two girsas in the Yerudei and Shulchan Aruch. So our, all the additions that we have today say that you say that both brachas Oyvel Asi Yosem, the Shechiyonu in conjunction with the mitzvah is considered when, let's say, you say Shachyanu at the time of Netilas Lulo, Shachyanu at the time of Tkiya Shofar, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Sukkot. So when you say Shachyanu after the Tkiyas, no, you say it over Lasi Yosem. So the Shachyanu over here also is treated like a Birchas HaMitzvah that's recited before. What's the, whenever you have a Shachyanu together with a Birchas HaMitzvah, so we treat the Shachyanu as if it's also a Birchas HaMitzvah, and we say it over Lasi Yosem. That's our practice. There are others that the old gears in the Mechaber that by Pidyon HaBen, Abi HaBen Mevorach Shtayim, the first bracha he says before he gives the money to the kohen, Shachyanu, he says after. But we don't have that gears, so we always say the Shachyanu before. What's the Shas HaNisim? Why the bracha of Shas HaNisim is said Oyvel Asi Yosem? That's also a Birchas HaMitzvah. That's a Birchas HaMitzvah. When do we say Shas HaNisim? Whenever Rav Moshe Soloveitchik suggests, and whenever we're about to perform a mitzvah which is supposed to contain within it an element of Pesumei Nisim. So then you say it's like a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Pesumei Nisa aspect of the mitzvah. So that's also Birchas HaMitzvah. So when the Madlik, when a person is lighting candles, so he says all the three brachas Oyvel Asi Yosem, that's the Maharil. And the Nitziv has a long arichas in his commentary on the Shiltas, where he quotes that many disagree with this Maharil. And he says the Maseches Sofim says against the Maharil. Maseches Sofim says that he only says the first bracha Lahadlik Ner Shulchanik Oyvel Asi Yosem. Then it says in Maseches Sofim, then it says Haneris Halalu, right away. And then he says later, after he finishes Haneris Halalu, then he says the Shas HaNisim and the Shechyon. So obviously the Maseches Sofim seems to assume that the Shas HaNisim and Shechyon of the Madlik is the Torah's Birchas HaRoy. Everybody's equal. The homeless bum who sleeps in the park with the one who lights at home, they say Shas HaNisim and Shechyon is the same as the Birchas HaRoy. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah that should be recited over Lasi Yosef. Interesting that the Maseches Sofim introduces Haneris Halalu in between the first bracha and the next brachas. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out one perhaps gets the impression from this Maseches Sofim. Usually we assume all the piyutim are Roman Hagim. Most of them came from the Hasidim. Let's say someone's going to say Moos Tzur is Ma'ake. Moos Tzur is not Ma'ake. Even the first family is not Ma'ake. It's a later minute. So what's on there is a lot. Where did that come from? So here it's a Brice and Maseches Sofim. True, Maseches Sofim is not from the Tanoim or the Amoraim, it's from the Gaon of Eretz Yisrael. And Magen Avraham writes in Echos Kriyas HaTorah, it often reflects the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael as opposed to the Minhag of Bavel. But still, it's a pretty early source from the Tkufas HaGaon. Rav Soloveitchik said one perhaps gets the impression as if reciting Haneris Halalu is the Kuvah. That if you're in a rush and you just light candles, you're not saying Haneris Halalu. It could be that you're not Yotzei. Why? What's that this? So he thought that maybe since the purpose of Hadlokas Haneris is to accomplish Pesumei Nisa, so maybe whenever you have a mitzvah Pesumei Nisa, you have to tell some, you have to verbalize it, you have to tell the story. On Pesach night, we have Hesed and Arbekaisis. The Gemara says it's for the purpose of Pesumei Nisa. So we have the whole Haggadah, and on Mikra Megillah, it's also for the purpose of Pesumei Nisa. We have the whole Alanga Megillah. We tell the Alanga Megillah, the whole story. And on Hanukkah at night, when we light the menorah, also for the purpose of Pesumei Nisa. So if you're not going to say anything about what happened, so maybe one is not Yotzei. So he thought he had the impression from this a line in the Masechah Sofim that they were of the opinion that the reciting of Aneris Alohu is perhaps ma'akev, that you don't accomplish the Pesumanis unless you say something about it. But this is a big, this Nakud in the Machlokes, the Ramah, the Shein Maharil, and the Masechah Sofim representing the other opinion. This is a major Machlokes of Rishonim. Rashi has the two pshatim already. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rashi already has the two pshatim. When the Gemara has this takana of the Birchas HaRoeh, that one who sees someone else's Ner Chanukah says Shasanis Mishapiyonu, is this only if Elo Bayis Vein Osid Lahadlik Bebeso? He's the homeless bum who sleeps in the park. But if he's Yeshla Bayis, then why should he say Birchas HaRoeh on his home, on his way home from Shul, when he sees someone else's Benayra? Let him wait till he gets home and he'll say the bracha b'teres madlik. So Rashi has two pshatim on this. So that's l'chor the machlik is a rishonim. Some rishonim hold, even if you'll be the madlik, the reciting of the brachas of shasanis and shafyonu is only b'teres raya. So you gain nothing by waiting till you're going to do your own hadlokit. You're going to do your own hadlokit, it's also going to be b'teres raya. So you may as well say the bracha on the first menorah that you see. So he's among the mitzvahs. And the other rishonim hold, no. If you're going to be madlik yourself, so all the brachas are going to be recited, the Torah is madlik, it's going to take on a different nature, it's going to be oivel asi osam. So if you plan to be madlik on your own, so then you should not recite the brachas haroya. It will be a lower level. You should wait till later and recite the bracha the Torah is madlik. The Shad is the one who lights in shul. Any given night, the one who lights in shul is not yotzei, he says he has to light on, because you're only yotzei hadlok of the beisel. The shul is not basal. You don't eat there and you don't sleep there. Even if you're eating there tonight, but that's not the makum kavu for eating and sleeping is at home. So the shail is when the one goes home, the chazna who lived in shul, when he goes home and his madlik at home, does he repeat all the brachas or not? So the achrayim say you shouldn't repeat, a lot of achrayim say you should not repeat shehechiyonu, because there is an idea, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Amir, shehechiyonu emra afilo bashuk. Here he quotes this Miri on page 289 in the Sharat Zion, Ois Gimel. Miri has an idea. The Gemara says in Erev and Daphnem on the days that on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot and on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Shachyana doesn't have to be recited in the context of the Kiddush. And Yom Kippur, the Kakadon, say the Shachyana in any context of any Kiddush. Shachyana is recited separately. So even on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah, the person can recite Shachyana while he's walking home. And while he's walking in the street, and he'll be yotzei with the bracha of Shachyana. More correct, more proper is to save the Shachyana until you say the Kiddush, and you enhance the chashivas of the bracha by elevating it to the level of a bracha ala kos. But if the person says Shachyana shalom ala kos, then he would be yotzei with the end. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Meiri, who thinks that this is true regarding Purim and Chanukah as well. That's a Kiddush. One could have argued the point and said, no, maybe on Purim and Chanukah there is no Shachyana over the Yontif. Maybe the Shachyana is only connection with the mitzvah. You cannot say Shachyana Bashuk. So Miri says not so. You can say Shachyanu, even though it's not a Yom Tov Deraisa. It's based on this Miri that some suggested that maybe you should say Shachyanu on Yom HaAtzmaut. As you see, even if it's not a Yom Tov Deraisa, you can still say Shachyanu on the day. Others say no. Chanukah and Purim is at least a Yom Tov Derabbanan. Yom HaAtzmaut was never declared by the Chachamim as a Yom Tov Derabbanan either. Chanukah and Purim is still a notch higher, a little bit higher. Yom HaAtzmaut. They were the Chachamim who instituted the Vizay Yontif. So it's not 100% Tzushtel at all. So the Achraidim have such an idea that the Chazan who lit the first night in Shul, this year the first night of Shabbos, he's not going to go home to light later on, so the Shabbat doesn't come up. But let's say, in a normal case, the Chazan who lights in Shul the first night, when he comes home, should not repeat Shechiyanu, because Shechiyanu, I'm Rafael Bashuk, he was yoyt to the Shechiyanu already. Unless he has his wife and his children didn't hear Shechiyanu yet. So then he has to repeat on behalf of Bnei Desa. But if he's all by himself, the one who lived in Shul is all by himself, so he should only say the first Tabrok, shouldn't say the third Tabrok. Then some later Achrayim add on, maybe not only should he not repeat the Shechiyanu, maybe he shouldn't repeat the Shoas HaNisim either. Because maybe half of the Rishonim hold that even if you're a madlik, you don't recite Shas HaNisim as a Bichas HaMadlik, as a Bichas HaMitzvah, it's only recited as a Bichas HaRoya. So maybe although no one is here to the Gnei Chanukah in Shul, but maybe it has a Shem Ner Chanukah. It was lit in Shem Ner Chanukah. Brachas were recited. The Tzibur was here to the Minik. From Hadlok and the Beis HaKnesses. So maybe the Bracha that the madlik recited in Shul, Shas HaNisim, Maybe he was Yotze the Shas and Nisim the Torah's Bichos HaRoye, and maybe there is no such thing as Shas and Nisim the Torah's Matrim. It is a Machlokes in Rishon. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to recommend, that opinion. Maybe the Chazan who looked in Shul the first night, or any night, should not only not repeat Shechiyonah at home, he shouldn't even repeat Shas and Nisim either. This is the Shechiyonah was a more popular opinion than Achrayim. Later Achrayim, some of the later Achrayim had on, even the Shas and Nisim perhaps should also not be repeated. That's why they read, because the Mishnah Berurah says, because of this Machloikas, you have the following shiloh. Let's say a person is learning in the yeshiva. His wife is going to be matlik at home. His wife will be matlik at the correct imam. The husband will be learning late at the end of his month, and the wife will be matlik at home. So the shiloh is the wife will say all the brachas, and the husband didn't hear any brachas. So does he have to say a birchas haroya? So this is a machlekes and rishonim. These are the 2 days in Rashi. One opinion of Rashi is that Birchas HaRoy is only instituted, is only niskinua for one who is not fulfilling Hadlaka. One is Yotze Hadlaka, doesn't have to say Birchas HaRoy. So this guy was Yotze Hadlaka, his wife is madlik for him at home, so then he doesn't have to say any brachas at all. Even though he didn't hear any brachas, he was Yotze Hadlaka, there's no need for him to have a Birchas HaRoy. And other Rishonim disagree, they say, no, what are you talking about? There is no such thing.